KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the program. It's Friday night. We're live. We're national. 7 minutes past the hour, and thrilled to be with you today. It's really a blessing. Our phone number, if you want to join us on our late-night national town hall conversation, feel free to call, because I love doing calls, especially on Fridays, right? Because, you know, you got some people that take their wives out to dinner, and others that are in their worship services, those that observe the Sabbath on Friday nights. And that leaves many of us to get into the conversation at hand. So we're going to do that. And, of course, I think, you know, the big story today, at least one of the big stories that I've been following, is this story about another judge being arrested. Yesterday I told you about Judge Cano, right? So I think 2 days ago or 3 days ago I told you about Judge Cano, who was from New Mexico, resigned recently, and then he was caught out there harboring an illegal alien affiliated with the Tren de Aragua terrorist organization. And now he's been arrested. I think we discussed that last night. His wife was arrested as well. Well, today we have another judge that's been arrested. But I want to refresh your memory just in case. Listen to this.
Homeland Security investigators arrested Christian Ortega Lopez for being in the United States illegally since December of 2023 and for possessing a firearm. Court documents say he and two other men were living in a casita on the property of now former magistrate judge Joel Cano. In those documents, Lopez told investigators he and the other two men did handyman jobs for Cano and his wife. The couple eventually let them live there after they were evicted from their apartment. The arrest of all three men happened in late February during a raid of Cano's property, with Homeland Security investigators claiming the men were, quote, well-known members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. Social media posts from Lopez included in court documents showed Lopez holding guns with Cano present in some of the pictures. The Judicial Standards Commission launched an investigation into Cano shortly after the arrest, citing alleged willful misconduct. While not charged criminally, Cano resigned in March, which halted any disciplinary hearings, and now he can never serve as a judge in the state again. Jason McNabb, KOAT Action 7 News.
So that was the story that we were discussing last night. Well, guess what? But wait, there's more. Now it gets better. Now a woman, a female judge from Wisconsin, has now been arrested. Check this one out.
The FBI arrested a county judge in Wisconsin today, accusing her of preventing the arrest of a man by immigration authorities. Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested on courthouse grounds this morning, where supporters later gathered calling for her release. Now, last week, ICE agents came to court with a warrant to arrest an undocumented migrant, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, who was scheduled to appear before Dugan in criminal court. The judge allegedly escorted Flores Ruiz and his attorney out of the courtroom before the agents could arrest him. The agents would later arrest the man outside the courthouse, and Judge Dugan will be back in court on May 15.
Well, look at that. And again, sometimes, you know, we lose the forest through the trees over here. This is a judge in Wisconsin, a Wisconsin judge, who helped bust this guy out the back door when ICE came to get the detained person. Right? This woman's been a judge for a long time. And I'm not saying that because she looks old in the photo. I'm saying because, you know, she's referred to as a veteran judge. And listen to this. Mexican illegal immigrant. She's helping him evade Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in her courtroom. Judge Hannah Dugan. She's been on the Milwaukee County bench for nearly a decade. She's now accused of obstruction. You heard all that stuff. I just want to give you what the report didn't give you in this report here from the New York Post. Judge Dugan wholeheartedly regrets protests and her arrest. It was not made in the interest of public safety, said her attorney. That's what that guy got paid for. I'm sure she didn't really mean to say that. As it was reported, she literally made the agents go somewhere else and held them up while they could release the prisoner they were holding that was going to be turned over to ICE. Right? So this prisoner, his name is Mr. Flores Ruiz, right? So Flores Ruiz, 30 years old, he'd been deported from the U.S. once before, back in 2013, and he was appearing before Judge Dugan on April 18th for a pretrial conference on three misdemeanor battery charges from a fight that he had earlier in the month, punching another person 30 times after being accused of playing music too loudly. Isn't that something? Now, listen, it's not above me, forgive me for saying this, but it's not above me to get into some stupid stuff like this over something stupid. And I try not to do that stuff. But 30 times? Man, that's a lot. Come on. I think that's excessive. That's more excessive than the music. Anyway, that was according to a Milwaukee Sentinel report. Now, the complaint states that while the team assigned to arrest Mr. Flores Ruiz, which included FBI and DEA agents, waited for the hearing to conclude, they were photographed by a public defender who informed Dugan's clerk that the three law enforcement agents appeared to be from ICE and were standing in the hallway. After speaking with the clerk, Dugan became visibly angry and left the bench to confront the federal agents, according to an affidavit by the FBI. Witnesses uniformly reported that Judge Dugan was visibly upset and had a confrontational, angry demeanor. After initially demanding that the officers leave the building, if they were not there for a court appearance, Dugan allegedly directed the federal agents away from her courtroom to Chief Judge Carl Ashley's office after being shown the immigration warrant for Flores Ruiz. So again, they show up and they say, hello, I'm here to arrest so-and-so. And she says, oh yeah, you got a warrant, bucko? And they go, sure do, got it right here, take a look, ma'am. Look at that. And then she says, oh, okay, all right, well, you're going to have to go to the office of the chief judge. And while they're going to the office of the chief judge, getting the runaround, she's like, all right, quick, guys, let him out the back door. If she gets arrested, she shouldn't be the only one that gets arrested. Somebody helped her. And they're all going to say, I was just doing my job. The judge told me to do it. I think more than one person here knew that this was wrong. Anyway, after Dugan had gone back inside, the complaint states, a deputy that was assigned to her courtroom told a member of the federal team that he had not alerted Dugan to their presence and added that the judge was pushing Flores Ruiz's case through. One of the good guys here. After Flores Ruiz's appearance was completed, actually not one of the good guys, it appears, let's read on. I don't know if this is somebody that's helping them out or adding more smoke to the smoke bomb, a little smoke screen that the judge is throwing their way. After Flores Ruiz appears to complete the hearing, and he's watching from the jury box, the affidavit states, the deputy heard Dugan say something like, wait, come with me. Before escorting Flores Ruiz and his attorney out of the courtroom's jury door to a non-public area of the courthouse where the chief...
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Experience Going Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Sends them off to talk to the chief judge. She comes back in the courtroom. You're going to believe this. Takes the defendant and the defense attorney back in her chambers. Takes them out of private exit and tells them to leave. While a state prosecutor and victims of domestic violence are sitting in the courtroom.
That again, Attorney General Pam Bondi. So, wow is all I could say. I've spent the entire week talking about how prominent members of the Democrat Party in the United States Senate, in the United States Congress, and now those on the federal bench and the county bench are also aiding and abetting these illegal aliens. And again, they're not just being deported for being illegal aliens. That's not the whole thing. This guy beat this guy, you know, punching him 30 times in the head. The other one had a trafficking charge. this is pretty serious stuff. Why are those that are aligned with the Democrat Party, or at least anti-Trump, and I'm going to dare say anti-America, why are they supporting illegal criminals, illegal alien criminals, criminal aliens? I can't figure this one out. But I'm hoping that you all that are out there that support criminal illegal aliens will call in and school me and set me straight. And the rest of you, amigos, you'll call in and let me know why you think this is crazy. Anyway, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMALL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMALL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMALL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SMALL.
Get more of the NFL with NFL Plus. Follow the journey of future NFL stars and stay connected throughout the offseason with coverage of the NFL draft, training camp, and more, all in one place. And with NFL Plus Premium, relive your favorite moments from the 2024 season with game replays and access to NFL player stats with NFL Pro. Subscribe today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
I want to listen to you, Rich, all the time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Klaus Schwab resigned from his role as chairman and board member of the World Economic Forum. Schwab didn't just leave a legacy, he left a closet full of robes that scream, Sith Lord with a Swiss bank account. The WEF is known for its annual meetings in Davos, Switzerland, where global elites fly in their private jets to discuss your carbon footprint. It's basically Burning Man for billionaires, but with less nudity. The WEF is now accepting applications for a new chairman. Required qualifications are an economics degree, leadership experience, and the ability to dress like you're auditioning for a dystopian sci-fi movie.
So, This is both funny and not funny at the same time, right? Klaus Schwab announces his immediate retirement earlier this week. It was Monday or so, the same day as we learned about the Pope passing away. And then the next thing you know, while everybody's doing backflips on both of those stories, then you hear more saying, oh, he probably left because they were thinking of investigating the guy because of, you know, potential malfeasance. And it opens up all sorts of doors for lots of different questions, and that's why I want to talk to Samira Khan. She's a journalist and with an emphasis on foreign policy analysis, and she's with us right now. Samira Khan, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet. And I want to get your thoughts on this because I find it interesting. I really, just to give you a little background on me, I don't care about Klaus Schwab. I feel like he's a funny Dr. Evil type of guy that people that don't think a lot take seriously, and people that think a lot kind of laugh at, and occasionally go, oh, maybe, you know, I always knew this guy would crash and burn, kind of like he is. I think the World Economic Forum is probably something a little bit that we should take a little more seriously, but it's more of a European thing. I don't think it's ever really had its hooks into the United States, but that doesn't mean it won't one day. So perhaps I'm just writing it off. But they don't scare me is what I'm saying, and maybe that's naive of me to say. But all that being said, what is the deal here with Klaus Schwab?
Well, it's really interesting because I agree with what you're saying, that Klaus Schwab was a sort of figurehead for globalism, and he became that way, that sort of face of globalism during COVID with all of the draconian policies that he was pushing on sovereign countries, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But you made a very important point about the WEF itself. Right now, it doesn't really have the ability to extend its tentacles to the United States, but it could in the future. And Klaus Schwab is just the face. And right now, the face is being kicked to the side because they want to preserve the integrity, essentially, of the institution of the WEF. So it doesn't matter who's in power. The WEF agenda will be the same. It will be just as globalist without Klaus Schwab in power.
You know, and that was exactly what I thought. I thought, if you get rid of Soros, you get rid of Klaus Schwab, there's no party to be thrown because the bad guys who fund this stuff, many of them we don't even know, they're still there. And some of them we do know, right? I mean, Larry Fink is on their board. He's a very powerful dude.
Yeah, and it's just going to continue. But I think that they're just throwing conservatives around the world a bone, essentially, in getting rid of Klaus Schwab. Because, like I said, he was the face of Great Reset and COVID and all of these policies that were imposed. But, I think it depends. It depends for sure.
Well, folks, let me just remind everybody, we're on with Samira Khan. She's a journalist and a foreign policy analyst. And what I find, again, just so interesting about this is that they'll make these allegations. And something that I've learned in observing politics, doesn't matter if it's national, international, or local, sometimes you get bad guys, and when their bad guy friends are done with them, they throw them to the wolves. And it doesn't mean that they're guilty of whatever they're being accused of. It just means that they're done. And I think most recent examples we see, and I'm not professing his innocence. I'm thinking he's guilty as sin. Bob Menendez, right? Gold Bar Bob. Gold Bar Bob is probably guilty of a lot of things. But he got in trouble this time. And we see it often again. Eric Adams. Like, there's a lot of people, very selective prosecutions. I'm wondering, is this one of those things? Well, stick with us, folks. We're coming right back with Samira Khan, and we're going to find out who's the new Klaus Schwab. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
Mr. Call Screener, who is a budding radio star, by the way. Richie Valdez is terrific.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Klaus Schwab is out. This guy's in. Meet Peter Brabeck-Lamath, former CEO of Nestle. Blame it on the bunny, who famously stated in 2017, humans have no right to access free water. Yeah! Water isn't a right. Water is a privilege. Who do you think you are? Going around drinking water, breathing air. If they could tax air, they'd do it. You gotta recognize that so much advocacy for measures around climate change and ecological disaster are ways of leveraging further control. Of course they don't care about the bloody planet, they care about control. So crazy that all of these crises allow elites to thrive and flourish economically and also mean that normal people have to shut their mouths and get in their f***ing houses. COVID, get in your house, shut your mouth. Water, get in your house, shut your mouth. Climate change, get in your house, shut your mouth. I'm starting to see a pattern emerging.
Okay, that is Russell Brand, if you couldn't make out the pretty cool accent. Russell Brand, the actor, comedian, and now podcaster. He's terrific, by the way. I met him at the inauguration, and what a cool dude. Hung out with him for a brief little bit, and is funnier in real life than I think he is on the big screen. Anyway, Russell Brand calling out the new successor to Klaus Schwab, Peter Brabeck-Lamath. Right? I have to say it like he does because it sounds better that way. And he used to be the CEO of Nestle, and he's another one of these, you know, globalist type crazies, I'm going to say, if it's true that he was saying we shouldn't have access to free water. I want to get some input on this from our guest, the esteemed Samira Khan, journalist. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. But, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Peter Brabeck, you know, he's vice chairman of the WEF Board of Trustees. He's very close to Schwab, by the way, part of the same exact inner circle, just as globalist, just as technocratic as his predecessor.
Hmm.
So I don't think things will fundamentally change, and I think that this confirms your earlier assessment that this is another case of scapegoating.
Right. Yeah, totally scapegoating. You try to clean up a little bit, throw this under the rug over here and keep it moving. And, you know, for years people have criticized those on Wall Street saying it was a golden parachute. I think this is the new version of a golden parachute. They're like, all right, go ahead, just rape and pillage the organization. You'll quit in disgrace, but whatever. You're almost 90. You go buy yourself an island, and I'll clean up the mess. It seems like the same type of M.O. People with power do whatever they feel like.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This seems like it's just a survival mechanism to get a WEF makeover, so to speak. So build scapegoat Klaus Schwab and replace him.
Now, I wonder, and this is where I think, you know, your intrepid understanding of this really comes in handy, because I could care less about these guys, as I've said, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. It's more like kind of caveat. I'm very naive to a lot of these things. But do you think they said, all right, look, Klaus, it's been a good 55 years, but, pal, A, we still can't understand you, the accent's too thick, and B, I think you just didn't do a good enough job globalizing the world. You know, we still didn't take over this and take over that, and it's time to give somebody else a shot. What do you think really happened here?
Yeah, I think that's close to probably what happened, if not exactly what happened. I think that he wasn't globalist enough for them, and they want somebody who can do it without all of the scandals, all of the controversies with the terrible name that he's made of himself. So now they're getting a makeover, and then they're also getting a makeover of their agenda.
Now, you know, Samira Khan, you know who I would be afraid of? I mean this seriously. He has a little henchman named Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, and I think this guy's certifiably insane and very smart at the same time. That's somebody that scares me. I've heard him talk about God and how we'll replace God in the future with AI.
Wow.
He's so eloquent in his explanation, but I think he's certifiably nuts. Any rumors about him moving up, or do you think he goes into the subset with Schwab? Because he's a lot younger.
Yeah, I think he's in that subset, but they probably want someone just as senior as Klaus Schwab, just as respected, at least by globalist standards. But we'll have to see what happens and who they name as a successor. It's very possible that these guys will also be in, you know, the decision-making circle as well.
Now, Samira Khan, when you're not keeping your finger on the pulse of what the globalists at the WEF are doing, well, what type of things are you covering?
Well, I cover mostly foreign policy and international relations, but I also do cover domestic politics. So I have my hands everywhere, but I definitely enjoy it. It's my passion for sure.
So on the international front, I'll just pick your brain a little bit. Because
sure.
It seems like President Trump is trying to, in earnest, broker a peace deal with Volodymyr Zelensky and Vladimir Putin. And I would say both of them seem to be rather unwilling for whatever their motivation is. I don't know if it's a genuine unwillingness or they don't want to look too willing. So every time they have a chance to get together at a table, they, oh, let me bomb you. No, let me bomb you. Oh, let me do a car bomb. I mean, there's so many things. There was a car bomb today while the Witkoff or whoever the envoy was meeting with Putin's people. Then he hits the people in Kiev. I feel like it doesn't seem like they're getting closer to peace. It seems like they're ratcheting up the violence.
Yes, and it also could be rhetorical posturing from both sides to get a better deal. This is what usually happens. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes aside from what we're getting in news reports and so on and so forth. But, yeah, I do think Trump is earnest in wanting to get a peace deal, Putin and Zelensky also, but they want the best peace deal for their respective sides, of course. And then, you know, you have the same thing going on with Iran at the moment, a nuclear deal. But
I think
a lot of
it's the same
thing? Rhetorical posturing. I think
you think Iran doesn't want to destroy us?
I think that Iran wants desperately to get sanctions lifted, and they will agree to whatever is asked of them, essentially.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Right now, what's being talked about is uranium enrichment and transferring uranium to Russia. So, according to reports, we don't know, of course, what the exact terms are. But that kind of sums it up.
Can't Russia already enrich their own uranium?
Yes, they can. But this is a way that Iran is able to transfer their uranium and then get the benefits of the deal, sanctions relief, and so on and so forth. So. It's being worked out. We'll see.
Right. So the play, just to follow the chessboard a little bit. So the play is, hey, look, we hate the United States. They're taking all of our money. We can't stand those guys. Death to America. Mm-hmm. Death to Israel. Let's hook up with Putin because he'll play ball with us, and that'll give us the appearance of more strength so that we can have more leverage in our negotiations.
Exactly.
I think there's a premise.
And get this.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Trump actually asked Putin to help him negotiate a nuclear deal with Iran back in February, and it's been happening ever since. They've been doing it indirectly ever since, and yes, Putin is involved in facilitating negotiations between Trump and the Iranian government.
Well, I mean, that makes sense to me. If they have the ear of the Iranians, and the Iranians are like, hey, look, can you enrich our uranium? Because we want a nuke, because we hate the Jews and we hate the United States. And you're our only ticket in town. And Putin says, well, you know what? The United States hate you, and you hate them, and you'll do just about anything. Then you seem like a good Machiavellian ally for me to have. So I see the nature of the alliance there, and it's been around forever.
Right.
But it's renewed now. And I see Trump being smart, shrewd here, saying, all right, look, if they got your ear, you need to make a deal with me, right? I think we're all trying to avoid an actual direct war, and we're running out of options, and it seems to be like we're headed in that direction. Maybe that's just me being doom and gloom. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I also have to remind the audience that Putin has good relations with Israel. This is something Trump and Putin have in common. So all three parties, Israel, the U.S., and Russia, have a shared interest in preventing Iran from nuclearizing.
Okay, so... so perhaps, and I've heard this argument, I just never believed it because, you know, being an American, I've never seen anybody open a session of government like when they open their parliament and they shout death to America. I could see how they could hate America if they're upset with sanctions. But I've never heard Ayatollah or anybody else ever really make the claim that, you know, hey, if you give us back our money, we'll ease up. And I think Obama did that and, you know, kind of eased up the sanctions. And then the next thing you know, they were like, we're fast-tracking the uranium production. So I don't know if they can be trusted.
Yeah, I mean, it's a genuine concern, but there are different, how do I say this, power factions in Iran.
Sure.
And it seems like every single faction that has power in Iran, they want a nuclear deal desperately. It's about survival for them at this point.
Right, because they're not Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
Russia has leverage. We can take out Iran.
Yeah, they don't have leverage.
Yeah,
exactly.
I get that.
Israel could take out Iran.
Well, that would be the way it would go, I'm sure. Very, very good conversation. Okay, great. Well, Samira Khan, it was a pleasure chatting with you. I want you to tell everybody how they can keep up to speed with all the work that you're doing and how they can follow you online.
Sure. I mean, you can follow me on Twitter at Samira Khan, SamiraKhan. And that's the best way to keep up. But thank you so much for having me. It was a great conversation.
My pleasure. Hope to do it again soon. God bless.
Thank you so much.
And amigos, we come back with your calls, your thoughts, your reactions, and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S. Wesley.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-301-4422. 800-301-4422. 800-301-4422.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Safeguard your wealth. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance meter. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
That's Valdez with an S.
After the guest leaves every night and we're doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America, you sit there in this radio studio and suddenly you hear voices. Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company here on the Late Shift with you for the next couple of hours. And I want to go to the phones, 833-4-VALDEZ. I want to go to Susan. She is calling us from Corning, New York, on The Beacon, WGHQ. Go right ahead, Susan.
Oh, my goodness. Rich, I always love getting you, on the air, and I love that your topic on the globalists, and you were talking about Schwab there. The World
Economic Forum. Is he one of your favorites?
Forum. Pardon me?
I said, is he one of your favorites, Klaus Schwab?
Whoa, what a jerk. What a jerk. But, but still, as you said, maybe now they're just put on hold. But what I have always been looking at for the last 4 years is the World Health Organization, WHO. Because under Biden, his Secretary of Human Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, was palling up with Tedros Ghebreyesus, the toady for China that's the head of the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
China has all of our data, those balloons that went over, and holds some of the things that they were proposing and still are. Even though Trump, thank God, got us out of it, we need to be out of that organization permanently through legislation, because they had, they were ready to just like throw the Americans at all. They were ready to sign off, give us to be under the control of that organization.
You know, Susan,
and they're not about health, Rich.
No, I know that, and they're about control. It's about controlling how we do things, and really kind of like the usurpation of our sovereignty. But what I think happened here, and not just the World Health Organization, but USAID and other organizations, both that are in our government and those that we fund, like UNRWA and others, they've been gutted, in effect, because the United States government is not sending them any more money. And what will happen to the World Health Organization and their quest to take over the world if one of their biggest donors, the United States, isn't there to foot the bill? So, Susan, I would not be, I agree with you that we should, you know, codify it and, you know, get it in writing and all that. And that's great. But at the end of the day, I think it's a huge victory for the United States because of the advent of the 2024 election, the victory of Donald Trump. We've kind of been spared the craziness that was to come from engaging in a pandemic treaty, if you will. So, thankfully, I think we dodged a bullet there, but you're right. We have to not only defund, but probably rescind and get out of that as well. Susan from Brooklyn, who's now in Corning, New York, thank you so much for the call, Susan. And a big shout-out to everybody listening out in the Hudson Valley as well, everybody in Kingston and Beacon and on 920, 92.5, 96.5, 1420, 94.3. We're on all those amazing stations there, Magic 92.5, the Beacon, the station in Kingston. Great to be on with everybody. Shout-out there. Great program director up there, by the way, as well. Shout-out to everybody there and the team. And I'm going to take a pause right here. I'm going to come right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
And live on the air, it's Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez, and the funeral for the Pope was today. And we're talking about Klaus Schwab as well and a bunch of other things. Got a lot of other topics we're going to get to this evening. So you got to keep it locked right here. I know in some parts of the country, this might be the last hour you hear me. In other places, it's the first hour. I don't know how they do it sometimes, but they do it. And we are live. I'm sitting at the microphone right now. Trust me. So whatever the case, make sure you keep it locked and you continue the conversation with us. But I want to go to the phones. We go to our buddy Paul from Boise, Idaho, the great KBOI. Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, Rich, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm not really sure about Schwab. I think I know more about Charles Schwab than
Klaus Schwab. Yeah. Yeah, he's a clown. And he wears funny clothes.
Yeah, I had a pretty good day today. How about you, Rich? I enjoy your show at night.
Oh, but, thank you.
You're kind of a mystery. You're kind of a mystery to us out here. We don't know what you do during the day.
Ah, I'll tell you what I do the other day. I am, well, one, it takes me forever to fall asleep. So I wake up around 9 a.m. Eastern time. And then I, you know, check the news, make my calls, do my, you know, sometimes the calls are video calls, sometimes they're regular calls, network people, whatever it is. Back and forth with the producers. And then I go to the gym. I go to the gym, and that's I'm only in the gym for like 30 or maybe 45 minutes most. But getting there, back and forth, the associated post-workout meal and all that stuff, that's like a 2-hour event. And then that brings me into the afternoon. And then I have, you know, some other things. I have some interests, like business interests, so I have to, you know, tend to those things. And, it's kind of how I do my thing until it's time to go. Now, most recently, my daughter, my oldest daughter, she finished college in December, and she's graduating in I don't know, 10 days or so from Liberty University. And I'm thrilled about that. But we've been, you know, just doing some things around the house to make sure we're ready to receive her when she's home and when she comes to visit, because she's going to be relocating to Florida. So lots of moving parts on my end, Paul. But thank you for asking, brother. I hope you're doing well. God bless you. Praying for you, for your health and everything else. Keep in there. Keep hanging in. You're the man, brother. And amigos, we continue the conversation. We've got a lot more to come straight ahead, some discussion on what is going on in the world with me, Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
C
step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Huzzah!
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Nuclear negotiations continue between the U.S. and Iran this weekend.
Experts on both sides will meet on Saturday to start hammering the technical details of any possible deal. The talks seek to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of some of the crushing economic sanctions the U.S. has imposed on the Islamic Republic. President Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened to unleash airstrikes targeting Iran's program if a deal isn't reached. Iranian officials increasingly warned that they could pursue a nuclear weapon, with their stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. I'm Karen Shamas.
After a time of comparative quiet, there has been another murder on New York City's subway system.
Police in New York City are looking for a man they say stabbed to death another man during Friday morning rush hour on the subway and in the subway station when the two men got off. Police say the men had gotten into an argument when the attacker stepped on the victim's shoes. It happened in the Brooklyn Bridge City Hall subway station in Lower Manhattan. Police say the victim, a 38-year-old man, was stabbed multiple times in his torso and was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Police described the attack as in his 20s or 30s, dressed in black and wearing black headphones. I'm Donna Warder.
With 3 days of public viewing of Pope Francis' body by ordinary mourners and statesmen alike have ended and the pontiff's coffin sealed, he died Monday at the age of 88. His funeral mass will be on Saturday. Organizers at the Kennedy Center have canceled a week worth of events celebrating the LGBTQ lifestyle for this summer's World Pride Festival in Washington, D.C. The move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership. The events at the center had been planned for June 5th to June 8th. More of these stories plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today. For a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Google kicked off the year with robust growth despite serious legal, competitive, and economic challenges.
Google's profits surged 50% in this year's opening quarter, even though its internet empire does business in an economy that's been roiled by a global trade war. The numbers released by Google's parent Alphabet indicate the company is rising to the challenge so far, but investors are likely to remain concerned about the turbulent times ahead. Alphabet's earnings and revenue growth came in stronger than analysts were expecting. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The FBI has arrested a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. Today's arrest escalates a clash between the Trump administration and local authorities over the president's sweeping immigration crackdown. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan is accused of escorting the man and his lawyer out of her courtroom through the jury door last week after learning that immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. More at townhall.com. Upward momentum continues on Wall Street. We get this report from Seth Sutel in New York.
Big tech stocks carried Wall Street higher at the end of a roller coaster week. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Friday, adding to its big gains over the past 3 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lagged the other major indexes with a gain of just 20 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.3%. Most stocks in the S&P 500 fell. That came as more company CEOs said the uncertainty created by President Donald Trump's trade war is making it difficult to give Wall Street the financial forecasts it's accustomed to getting. Treasury yields eased a bit more in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump is badgering the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. But even if the Fed gave in the pressure, it would not necessarily lead to lower borrowing costs for most consumers. More of these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another hour of the program. It's 7 minutes past the hour, and we're live and national. Give me a call, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to get into a bunch of stuff tonight. We've talked about the globalism of Klaus Schwab and how that his globalism is coming to an end, but it doesn't mean the WEF is going anywhere. They're going to continue with their globalist mumbo-jumbo. But I'm more concerned with the enemy within. Abraham Lincoln famously said that if America were to fall, it would fall from within. And I don't think we're falling, but I think we are exposing so much. It's kind of like, you know, I'm doing a little kitchen project in my house, and, you know, you start removing some stuff to put in new stuff, and you go, oh, got to replace that, too. Oh, got to replace that, too. Right? Because you realize there's some wear and tear on things that they get older, and they need to be replaced. And sometimes it's not older. Sometimes they're just corrupted. And that's the case with many politicians in Washington. And they're not just politicians. Sometimes these politicians don a black robe. Like the judge the other night, Cano or Cano, like Robinson Cano, but his name was Joel Cano, I believe, and magistrate judge in New Mexico. And now there's a new judge, right? You've got the feds arresting this new judge. Her name, bear with me, I just had it in front of me. Well, somebody's got to know it. Shout it out if you know her name. And her name, I can't even find her name. I'm looking at the whole thing right in front of me. This is what being prepared in live radio is all about. Judge Dugan. And Judge Dugan was arrested for slowing down and causing a diversion of the ICE people. And apparently they weren't even ICE people. They were FBI and DEA there to pick up this this guy, Mr. Flores Ruiz. And she says, oh, yeah, hang on. And one of the guards alerted her, and the judge does this whole song and dance where, you know, she's alerted that there's ICE agents there, and she says, oh, okay, let me go out and talk to them. She says, all right, let me see your warrant, and they produce the warrant, and then she says, all right, you're going to have to go to the office of the chief judge, and they, while they're going to the office of the chief judge, she tells the guy who's in her courtroom, they're right outside the courtroom waiting for her to finish her hearing so they could take him into custody, and she decides, I'm going to walk him out the jury exit, him and his attorney, so that they can be free. And once the cops figure out they're being led on a wild goose hunt, they have to run after the guy. They catch him outside. A foot chase ensues. They catch the guy. And then eventually caught up with the judge, and she was arrested. I feel like Schumer. She was arrested on charges of obstruction. And that's funny. That's funny. So you got two judges in just the same week here that are locked up. The judge and his wife are harboring a terrorist, Tren de Aragua, gangster in his house. Then I guess the daughter took a fancy to him, and she had some guns in the house and was letting the guy pose with the guns. And then the judge is posing with the guy with the guns. And again, I've posed with guns before. My children have posed with guns. We go. My family has a farm. We go. We shoot the guns. It's very fun. But we're doing it with people that are not criminals. Now, I guess if, you know, someone in my family becomes a criminal down the road, then I guess you can make the same criticism of me. But here, this judge knows full well who this guy was and knows he was hiding this guy. So it's not the same. And this is the point. You've got Democrats in the media. You've got Democrats in education. You've got Democrats in the judiciary doing everything they can to protect illegal aliens, to make sure that you, the public, think that somehow they are us. And that when I make a statement like the one I just made, that I am othering, that I am trying to dehumanize them. I'm trying to use Hitlerian tactics to make you think that they're worth less than you and me. And that's not the case at all. I got nothing but love for immigrants. I really do. I'm surrounded by them. Both by where I live and in my personal life. I know so many people that are born in another country and have chosen to make America their home. My issue is not with immigrants. My issue is with criminals. And principally, the criminals that were born here. The criminals that are in the media. The criminals that are on the bench. Like these judges, like Judge Dugan and Judge Cano. They're my issue. The fact that we have senators like Van Hollen, congresspeople, that are saying, I'm not leaving El Salvador until this man's free. Stay there, lady. What do you want me to tell you? I mean, I think the whole thing is laughable. The whole thing is crazy. And maybe I'll eat these words later. You know, maybe one day somebody's going to call here. Maybe it'll be Jerome right, in South Carolina. He's going to call and say, ha, 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 you made fun of the Democrats for sticking up for the criminal illegal aliens, and now we won the House, and now we won the White House. I mean, maybe he will. Maybe that's their winning ticket. But I don't believe that's a winning ticket at all. I think that's a recipe for disaster. Democrats defending criminal illegal aliens, whether it's Democrat judges, whether it's Democrats in the media, whether it's Democrats in Congress, Democrats in the Senate, Democrats at ICE, doesn't matter where they are. Democrats that are defending criminal illegal aliens must stop. It's not going to help you. You're going to lose. Trust me. Anyway, we're going to talk about a whole lot more on that front. And not just that front, but, I mean, there's more, right? You've got the whole idea that the Democrats within the government, and when I say Democrats, I don't mean every run-of-the-mill Democrat voter. Shoot, some of these people are Republicans, right? You've got Republicans that are inside the government that may not like an aspect of Trump's policy or may not like any aspect of Trump. And because they're like, I was a Republican my whole life until Trump. All right, sorry. Stick with, you know, the Karl Rove wing. You know, I supported President Bush when he was around. I didn't hate the guy. I wish that he would have spent less. I wish there would have been a little bit less war. But I'm pretty hawkish. I'm not a pacifist like many. And I'm not, that's not a critique on the pacifists. That's just saying I'm not one. But my point is the country club Republicans had their run. And all they did was spend, 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 right? And the time has come, and the Tea Party came, and there was a rebirth of conservatism, and people said, you know what, we don't want to spend anymore. And you've got some crusaders that are out there, and good for them, that are bringing attention to the bloated federal government. And now it's a thing. Now we have DOGE. This is where we need to be. This is where we need to stay. This is the only way this works. It's the only way it works. So we're going to talk about why people keep leaking inside the federal government, whether it's the ones that they caught in the Pentagon, the ones that are doing it to Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence, and so much more. All I can tell you is that people in the Trump administration are trying to do a massive lift.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot cars and cool April nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now, and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. get him free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Huzzah!
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works.
I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it worked so good for me.
And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really worked so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has made two criminal referrals to the Justice Department against alleged leakers within the intelligence community. This includes individuals who allegedly gave classified information to the Washington Post and New York Times. Additionally, there's a third alleged leaker who supposedly gave classified information to the Washington Post, and a criminal referral against them is on its way, according to Tulsi Gabbard. Now, Gabbard did not reveal too many specifics about the cases against these individuals, but she did suggest that the classified information appeared to have been leaked for partisan political purposes to undermine President Trump's agenda. She did not elaborate beyond that. Now, because we don't know too much of the specifics here, it's not entirely clear how these individuals might be charged, but we do know that charges against individuals for leaking classified information can entail up to 10 years behind bars. So these individuals could face pretty significant jail time if convicted. Now, in making a criminal referral to the DOJ, Gabbard is asking the Justice Department to review whether or not these individuals should be terminated from their roles within the intelligence community and to determine whether or not to prosecute them. This comes against the backdrop of the Trump administration cracking down on leaks across the government, including in the Pentagon and within the Department of Homeland Security. And top administration officials in some of these agencies and departments have reportedly mused about using polygraph tests to determine whether or not key individuals have been leaking information to the press.
That is Ryan King from the New York Post. And this is what they're contending with in Washington, right? It's a thing. And I think some people give up because there's so much leaking going on. It's a form of currency in D.C. But I want to get a little bit of a conversation on this going. I want to do it with Maureen Steele. She's co-founder of the American Made Action Foundation, and she's with us now. Maureen Steele, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Good evening.
You bet. Your thoughts on this Tulsi Gabbard and the charges related to the leaking of the classified information?
Well, I think, you know, I had said this earlier in an interview. I was asked the same question. I think the American people are greatly relieved to finally see arrests being made or charges being even considered being charged. You know, President Trump's presidency has been undermined consistently by rogue judges and now leakers. So, you know, the American people voted for Trump's agenda. And not only are they undermining a duly elected president, they're undermining the will of the American people. and the people are above the Constitution. And people don't realize that, but it's true. And we need to have President Trump's agenda being moved through and not thwarted.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Again, amigos, we're on with Maureen Steele, and we're talking about the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, referring individuals in her outfit, in her shop, intel officials, to the Department of Justice for prosecution over alleged leaks of classified information. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, these officials have warned that intelligence community professionals, everybody should be on notice right now, right? They've all been warned that leaking will not be allowed. And this is, I agree with you, Maureen Steele, that this is refreshing for those that say, wow, the rule of law is finally back. Some people are finally being held accountable. I tend to be a little bit jaded and a little bit negative and think, I don't think it matters how many people you lock up. People are always going to leak. But it's kind of like saying, what are you not going to do, lock up the arsonists? You got to lock up every arsonist you find. People are still going to start fires. But the more of them you lock up, the less of them that likely want to get into the business of leaking. That's what I think.
Oh, absolutely. There has to be consequences for actions. And unfortunately, over the last, 10 years, I mean, people have been getting away, you know, the left and the elites, they've been lawless. They've been running roughshod all over the Constitution. It's nothing but a speed bump in their road to tyranny. The American people see it. They're tired of it. They don't want it. We just held an event in Boston yesterday, and the temperature of the American people when you're on the street, they want arrests. People have absolutely had it. I think they expected when President Trump came into office, given his first term and all that went on there, that when they get in, that arrests would be, you know, forthcoming immediately. And you know, people are angry. You know, Bannon and Glenn Beck were talking about it on a show the other night of just their viewers are just steamed. I mean, the American people are spitting nails. They've had it. They've absolutely had it with the Constitution being trampled and lawlessness. You know, our borders are open. You know, there's leaking. There was leaking in President Trump's first administration. It has to stop. And to your end, we have to have punishment for it. I happened to read an article today, and it relates to this in the sense that they've dumbed down school so much, and they, you know, giving kids all the same grades. And that the children that are gifted, you know, that you get an assignment to do a poster, and kids will just do it in pencil with nothing. And then there's children that put in all this effort and, you know, do drawings and, you know, have construction mm-hmm. paper, and it's 3D. And these kids have stopped doing it because they see that it doesn't matter if you put in the extra work. You're going to get the same grade as the kid who did nothing, you know, who put in barely any effort. And it's that same theory. I mean, you get rewarded for a good grade, you know, because you put in the extra work, and you get a bad grade for doing nothing. Well, you know, you do something wrong, you get punished. There's actions have consequences, and you just simply can't have lawlessness. And that's how we've been living, and people are, you know, we're accepting right. it for so long, and now I think people are at a point they've just absolutely had it.
Well, Tulsi Gabbard spoke out on that today. Listen to this.
One of the reasons why the American people voted resoundingly for President Trump was to root out the kind of politicization and weaponization of intelligence that has really undermined the trust the American people have in the intelligence community and the national security state, but really what also directly undermines our own national security. So I made it very clear to the U.S. Senate, to the American people, when I had the honor of being appointed to this position, that we will not allow this to continue. We take this very seriously. It is illegal to leak classified information. And so what you're seeing here is me carrying out in the promise and the mandate the American people gave Trump. We conducted our own internal investigation. We have referred them now to the Department of Justice right. and the FBI for an official criminal investigation, because these are crimes and people need to be held accountable to put a stop to this.
So, Maureen Steele, I think the message from Tulsi Gabbard is clear. People have to be held accountable. We can't continue to allow bad behavior. hopefully the message has been sent. I don't know that Washington will receive it, but I think it's kind of like showering. You know, you take a shower today, you're clean for a few hours. You're going to sweat, you're going to get dirty, you need to do it again tomorrow. It's about consistency. And that's why we have people like you out there, you know, banging the pots and pans, letting people know what's going on. So let everybody know how they can learn more about the American Made Action Movement and how they could learn more.
Sure. You can go to our website. It's www.americanmadeaction.org. We have two organizations, actually. There's the American Made Action side. It is a 501c4. And then there's American Made Foundation. It's a 501c3. So one is an education arm. The other one is an action arm.
For politics and whatnot. Maureen Steele, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Godspeed to you and have a great weekend. Amigos, we continue straight ahead with your calls, your thoughts, your opinions, and reactions. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
The Democratic Party in Florida is dead. Well, that's according to Senate Minority Leader Jason Pizzo. He says he's leaving the party and is changing his registration to no party affiliation. Well, Pizzo called modern partisanship, quote, a mess, and said constituents are craving practical leaders, not political hacks. Pizzo is on a short list of rumored gubernatorial candidates for 2026. A string of Florida lawmakers have left the Democratic Party in recent months.
So, the Republicans in Florida are saying the Democrat Party is dead. I think that they're definitely weakened. Are they dead? There's always going to be an opposition party, but they've definitely lost a ton of steam. And I want to get some reaction to that from Tom calling us from Florida, streaming the show, WTTB. Go right ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I love the way you're carrying on Mark Levin's work.
Well, I'm not carrying on Levin's work. He's still doing his show.
But yeah, I know. I listen to it, too. I just have to wait a while before this one comes on.
Yeah. And your thoughts?
I just wanted to point out the amount of damage that some of our bulldog politicians from Florida are going to do, because we will end up with Trump-appointed judges, and I'm sure he'll rely on people like Larry Arnn and Ted Cruz to make his picks, and we're going to have such a strong bench because
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying. We're going to have solid judges. I mean, that's the goal, right? We want to have solid judges. We want to have solid bureaucracies in as much as we're going to have them, small but solid, right? And that's what DOGE is doing and making sure that the executive branch is doing the right thing. I think you have that type of leadership in Florida right now where with DeSantis trying to do the right thing by the state. And as that stuff continues to evolve, I think we're going to see more efficient government, smaller government that's giving more power to the people because the power should be with the people, right? The government should merely be an instrumentality of the people, for the people, by the people, not this self-aggrandizing institution that it's become where it has more money than the people. And it takes the money from the people. It really is such a bad situation that we've landed ourselves in. But I think we're digging ourselves out at record speed, and all involved are to be commended. Tom, thank you for your call and for your kind words. I appreciate it, sir. God bless you. Let us continue. Where do I want to go? I want to go to Tony, Montreal, Canada, listening on WVMT out of Vermont. Go right ahead, Tony.
How you doing, Rich?
Yes, sir.
You know,
doing well. Thank God.
I just want to make a point that you were talking about DOGE. You're talking about the cleaning up of government, federal government. But what I'm saying is that the Democratic Party, it's not the deep state, Rich. Call it the Democratic deep state. The deep state is the Democratic entrenched party that is blocking the administration. And I'm going to tell you this. In 1776 to 1963, there were zero national injunctions in the United States. And it's not a constitutional right either. From the Obama administration twice, two terms of Bush, and one term of Biden, there were, I believe, 32 national injunctions. In 2 months, just 2 months, there's 37 national injunctions against the Trump administration. So you have cash criminality and corruption that's entrenched in what is the Democratic deep state. And if the Trump administration listens to your show, then you should be telling the Trump administration and the people that are supporting Trump and whoever's in the Republican Party, wake up. You won the election, but they don't believe they lost the election. So they're going to block your agenda. They're going to use lawfare. They're going to use the corruption that they're used to, and they will defeat you in courts, and they will find and go forum shopping to find those type of judges that are in Arizona that are housing these illegal criminals, etc. So you actually have a divide, Rich, in the United States. It's a 50-50 divide, black and white.
You know, and Tony, what's interesting about this is that exactly what you're talking about, I think they heard you loud and clear. This week we've seen two judges be arrested. This isn't something that you typically see, right? And these rogue judges last week, the story with the judges was they're stepping out of line, the Supreme Court weighing in saying, look, if you get the guy back, you got to give him his hearing and give him whatever due process was left. But at the same time, conceding the point that they were well within their rights, the administration, to go ahead and utilize the Alien Enemies Act. This is the Supreme Court in a 9-0 decision. And again, reiterating the other side of that coin, saying, and again, if you get the guy back, you got to make it your business to do the right thing. Pay for the flight, do what you got to do, and get the guy back. But not saying go get the guy back, if you get the guy back, right? Because obviously we have no jurisdiction to get the guy back. So then President Trump meets with the president. Excuse me. Frog in the throat. President Trump meets with the president of El Salvador, and he says, what, do you think I'm going to steal this guy and I'm going to kidnap him and bring him, smuggle him into the United States? Which is a rhetorical act of beauty there. It was just a great conversation, and putting the media on full display. So all of that to say, that was last week. Now this week, we've got judges getting arrested. I think this is breakneck speed of how we're seeing things get corrected and seeing things done, and I haven't seen it before. I know that people, like our previous guest just mentioned, have an appetite for a lot more. But we don't serve at the pleasure of the people, right? And when I say we, I mean, you know, the FBI, the Department of Justice. Ultimately, they have a job, and the job is to enforce the law. And I follow Dan Bongino, who's deputy director of the FBI. He's doing a bang-up job there. And Kash Patel. And they constantly remind us, we the people, that just because we don't see people getting locked up every day doesn't mean that they're not putting in the work. And I think a big part of this is kind of like simple policing, right? Tony, if my neighborhood gets robbed, I might in my moment of feeling frustrated tell the cop that comes to my house, listen, you guys better get out there and catch these guys, because I don't want to get robbed again. I don't want my neighbors getting robbed. I don't want to live like this. And that's accurate and fair. However, if the cops in turn put more cops on the street, figure out where the vulnerabilities were, and kind of, you know, ensure that this is going to happen way less frequently, if at all, I think that's a part of their job. And I think that's what Cash and Bongino are doing. They're out there making sure that we correct these wrongs, that this stuff doesn't stay the way it was. And part of that is holding people accountable and setting those examples of people and making a case out of it so that people don't, you know, follow suit. And the other part of it is making sure that you stay on top of it, like whack-a-mole, because that's another part of it that's always going to happen in Washington. So, very good point. Thank you, Tony, for the call. I appreciate it. Amigos, we're coming back with the rest of your calls and more. I want to hear from you guys. Anybody that's listening, if you think we need to lock more people up, I want to hear from you, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
What's up, America? It's Rich Valdez. If you struggle with getting good reception in your home, C-Crane's CC Wi-Fi 3 Internet Radio is the solution. You're going to connect the CC Wi-Fi 3 to the Internet, and you can tune in to over 30,000 radio stations worldwide, including stations carrying my show with no static and no fade. The voice-focused audio surpasses any smartphone on the market, plus there's no need to sign into any apps or worry about any additional monthly fees. No eavesdropping, no microphones, no pop-up ads. And it even doubles as a Bluetooth speaker for your favorite music and podcasts. To order the CC Wi-Fi 3, call C Crane at 1-800-522-8863 or visit ccrane.com/rich. That's ccrane.com/rich. And use code RICH at checkout for 10% off orders over $75. It's also available on Amazon.
life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-301-4422. 800-301-4422. 800-301-4422.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Again, I know how fresh this is, Gary, but do we know how unusual is a situation like this for feds to arrest?
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Oh, I got a bunch of friends that have been locked up. And I know. Tell me who you hang with, and I'll tell you who you are. I went to school with a bunch of knuckleheads. And I can tell you that I have a friend who went to jail for doing some illegal farming. And when he got out, they held him on an ICE detainer. He was born in another country, but he is a citizen of the United States. And that was inaccurately inputted in his record or whatever. And when he was released, they said, all right, here's your belongings. You did your time. You're no longer in state prison. You're free to go, but you're on an ICE detainer. So you got to sit in that little holding cell until ICE comes and figures out what they want to do with you. So guess what? He did. He sat there for 6 hours, had to call his lawyer. And then they were like, yeah, now this guy's got a blue passport. He's an American citizen. He's good to go. And got it cleared up, and he didn't get deported or anything because he didn't live in a different country. But my point is, that is the case. I have two other friends that were arrested, did several years in jail, and when they got out, three other friends, when they got out, one was deported to Nicaragua, one was deported to Colombia, one was deported to Chile. And that is the norm. So for this guy to be in court and then to have his hearing he's going to be moved somewhere. He's either going to be moved to county or he's going to be taken by the feds. So it's not unheard of, as Gary Grumbach from NBC News just erroneously said, that seeing federal officials dare to pick up a prisoner. No, that's not unheard of at all. It's also not unheard of for the FBI to arrest public officials that are behaving in a corrupt manner and interfering with an investigation. She did that. So they arrested her. But yet there seems to be such an uproar about this. Well, Pam Bondi, she weighed in on this. And by the way, I'm going to get to your calls. I see we have calls coming in and a couple that are on hold. We're going to get to you momentarily. But AG Pam Bondi doubled down on this and clarified it so that everybody can understand. Listen to this.
When you see these judges trying to obstruct your efforts to make this country safer, what is your message to them?
We are going to prosecute you, and we are prosecuting you. I found out about this the day it happened. We could not believe, actually, that a judge really did that. We looked into the facts in great depth. That's her picture up on the screen, Hannah Dugan, who is now in custody. You cannot obstruct a criminal case, and really, shame on her. It was a domestic violence case of all cases, and she's protecting a criminal defendant over victims of crime.
Right. It's never Maryland dad. It's never Maryland man. It's never, look, the guy's been here. He came across the border. He's been working in construction, paying for his kids' private school, upstanding citizen, goes to the church, tithing member of the church, helps the community groups, wife loves him, never filed a complaint against him. It's never that guy. It's never that guy. It's always this guy. It's always the guy with the domestic violence charge. It's always the guy that's, you know, suspected of trafficking. It's always the guy with the gang ties, MS-13, Tren de Aragua, whatever, cartel affiliation. This is who we're going after. And I make this point over and over and over because I know that we're on a bunch of big radio stations and there's Democrats who can't stand me and they hate conservatives, so they listen to this stuff the way I used to listen to NPR. Just to stay angry. And I hope they hear this, and I hope they're learning something. And if you disagree with me, give me a call. I'm going to get to your calls right now, straight ahead. Give me the number. I'll give it to you. 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. When we come back, we're going to Fairfax, Virginia, checking in with Richard. We got calls from D.C. and more coming in. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Greatness is on the clock. The 2025 NFL Draft presented by Bud Light is underway. Catch all remaining rounds live from Green Bay with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. Also streaming on NFL Plus and on ESPN, ABC, and ESPN Deportes. Night 2 is now live with rounds 2 and 3. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Subscription required for NFL Plus.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Are you watching what's happening in the stock market and are wondering how do you protect your wealth before it's too late? The national debt is out of control, the dollar is weakening, and the markets are crashing. Now is the time to take action. Advantage Gold, America's number one rated precious metals company, is here to help. We're offering a free gold guide that explains exactly how to diversify your retirement with physical gold and silver. And for a limited time, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open up a qualifying account. Call now, 1-800-341-8584. 1-800-341-8584. Don't wait for the system to break. Get the stability and peace of mind that comes with owning physical gold and silver. Call 1-800-341-8584 now. That's 800-341-8584 or visit us at AdvantageGold.com. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Keep up the good work, Rich. You're just doing a great show for people. It's a big national help to have you doing what you're doing.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, to the phones we go. Let us check in with Richard, Fairfax, Virginia, WMAL. Go for it.
Hello, Rich. And by the way, my name is Richard also.
All right. Tocayo is what we say in Puerto Rico. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Ricardo. Yes. And I love listening to you. And I wish you could have a little bit longer time when it cuts off at 11 o'clock because John Batchelor comes on.
Well, let me tell you something about John Batchelor now that we have a chance. John Batchelor is a dear friend of mine. John Batchelor was a mentor of mine, taught me a lot about talk radio. He's a hero to me. I love and adore John Batchelor. I respect the heck out of him. He's a terrific guy. And I consider you blessed and fortunate to be able to listen to John Batchelor. But at the same time, I'm very grateful that you want to hear another hour of my show. So let the people at WMAL know. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, I've been through all 48 states. I'm 65.
Oh, wow. Are you a trucker?
And,
or was that, like, intentional?
Yes.
Got
trucker.
It. Cool. Very cool.
And I remember back in the 60s, I wasn't driving, but I remember living in Mississippi, Alabama, North Carolina. And I remember back in the day when you could see all the textile plants on, all the lights were working, and they were running 24/7 making all these clothes. I remember the cotton gins in Alabama and stuff where they're producing all this cotton. And now, you know, all these places have gone away.
Right.
Because everything went away back in the 60s or whatever. And
well, listen, brother, you know what? I believe Secretary Lutnick, when he says that we're going to use AI and robotics and every other tool that we have to leverage the position of the United States to make manufacturing that much cheaper, I believe it can be done. I don't know what it looks like, but I know that we're getting closer and closer to it. Richard, thank you for the call, brother, and thanks for what you do, man. Without truckers, we're all screwed. Shout out to WMAL, and thank you for your kind words asking for the coveted third hour of the program. I do appreciate that. Let us go to Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc is in Washington, D.C., also on WMAL, popular city tonight. Jean-Luc, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening. I'm adding to what Tony was trying to make a point earlier. I think the President of the United States needs to disregard the judges, even the Supreme Court. He has a mandate to the people to accomplish his mission, and every time they're trying to obstruct him. He needs to do exactly what Joe Biden did with the student loan. He did disregard what the Supreme Court justice told him not to do. So Donald Trump needs to do exactly that, what Joe Biden did.
Yeah, well, Jean-Luc, I get what you're saying. And in reality, right. What's happening here is, I think, number one, Donald Trump holds himself to a higher standard. and he refuses to break the rules. He's the type of guy that wants to follow the rules, play by the rules. So I get that. But what I'll say is, Joe Biden, they said, hey, look, you can't forgive student loans. And he said, okay. And he goes back to his drawing board and comes back and says, we're not going to forgive the student loans. We're going to restructure the student loans so that you have to pay back an amount of zero. And that was their way of getting around the Supreme Court. So it wasn't like he actually defied the Supreme Court, even though in the spirit of what he did, he did. But the letter of it made sense. And that's how he was able to get away with that. And I think the Trump people need to be just as clever, you know, figuring out whatever loophole they can use to do what they've got to do. And I think, honestly, I think so far they have been. The difference is Biden was willing to do anything to get to where he had to be. I think Trump has a higher level of integrity, and he holds himself to a higher standard. Jean-Luc, thank you for your call, brother. I appreciate it. Shout out to WMAL and everybody calling in from there. Amigos, more to come straight ahead. The coveted third hour is coming up right now. I'm Valdez.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Work continues on a possible nuclear deal with Iran this weekend. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, President Trump says a deal that shuts down Iran's nuclear program will be doing them a favor.
They just can't have a nuclear weapon. I'm saving them a lot of money just on that. Having a nuclear weapon is really expensive, but it's also very dangerous, and they can't have a nuclear weapon. And just that, I'm saving them billions and billions of dollars, because that's what it would cost. Now, with that being said, the Iran deal is coming along very well. We're dealing at the highest levels of Iran, and I think they want to make a deal, and we want to make a deal. There are some people that want to make a different kind of a deal, a much nastier deal. And I don't want that to happen to Iran, if we can avoid it.
Former GOP Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says President Trump has to tread carefully in working out an end to the war with Ukraine. Bob Agnew has more.
Senator Talent says the president holds most of the cards in dealing with troubles in the Middle East.
Ukraine is a different kettle of fish.
That's because one of the biggest players in the talks may not be motivated to seek a peace deal right now.
Remember, Putin is winning.
Talent says at least President Trump drawing on all his skills as a master deal maker.
And so he's got to try and figure what leverage he can impose on Putin to get him to the table.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The FBI has arrested a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan is accused of escorting the man and his lawyer out of her courtroom through the jury door last week after learning that immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. The Justice Department is poised to crack down on leaks of immigration to the news media, authorizing prosecutors to issue subpoenas to news organizations. More of these stories online at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
President Trump has signed an executive order to fast-track permitting for offshore mining. The White House says recovering the raw materials is essential for commercial and defense purposes. Environmentalists object to potential disruptions to ecosystems.
The White House has promised that the order will create 100,000 jobs and hundreds of billions of dollars in economic growth. But China was clearly on the mind as Mr. Trump signed the papers. It is estimated that the U.S. seafloor has 1 billion metric tons of potato-sized nodules containing nickel, manganese, and cobalt. They are critical in making electric car batteries and computer chips, and the world relies on China for them. The U.N. has been preventing such mining for more than a decade, citing environmental concerns, but Mr. Trump's order will bypass the U.N. rules.
That's BBC's correspondent Jake Kwan with the report. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Education Department will begin collection next month on student loans that are in default. John Scott has more.
This will include the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Currently, roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's Offset Program, which withholds payments from the government from people with past due debts to the government. After a 30-day notice, the department will begin garnishing wages for borrowers in default. John Scott reported.
Federal officials said the government is reversing the termination of legal status for international students after many filed court challenges around the country. That word came earlier today. Judges around the country had already issued temporary orders restoring the students' records in a federal database of international students maintained by ICE. You'll find more information and breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and Raffle City throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
From the city that never sleeps,
17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media, your liberty-loving Latino amigo. Happy to be with you in this greatest country on God's green earth. We're live, we're national, 7 minutes past the top of the hour. This is Open Phones America. I love to talk with you guys. We're going to get to your calls momentarily. I just want to share a few things with you because, of course, we've had some great conversations tonight about the globalists, right? Some retiring, stepping aside, Klaus Schwab. We've had some discussion about what is happening with the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, who is now referring her own staff members that she's caught leaking classified information. She's referred them for criminal prosecution to the Department of Justice. You saw Pete Hegseth having some people walked out of the Pentagon recently, similar circumstances. And there are bad people within the government at every angle, at every turn. It just seems to be a normal thing. And I shouldn't say it seems to be. It is a normal thing. Now, perhaps more normal now than it was in the past. Got it. Right? But we talk about lawfare a lot, and I think we tend to think that it's somehow new. And it's not new. I think evil is as old as the day is long. And it's been around since day one, right? That's literally the story of the Garden of Eden. And that evil persists in many ways. So we shouldn't be surprised. We shouldn't think that it's above anyone to act corruptly, right? I think it's sometimes surprising, sometimes disappointing, but by and large, it should never shock anyone, in my opinion, that any politician, any stripe, any persuasion, Republican, Democrat, whatever, when you hear something, you're like, oh, I mean, some politicians you know better than others. But at the end of the day, it's the swamp, and that's where they work. Now, I think I am more inclined, after observing politics for the last 20 years, to say that the majority of corruption incidents I've seen have been with Democrats. Democrats seem to institutionalize corruption. They also use their office for their own benefit. It's not about service to the public. It's not about, you know, like, some of you who may have been raised Catholic, may have been an altar boy or an altar server, right? Service is about serving others. You go out to eat, someone serves you. They're at your beck and call, not the other way around, right? And the idea of public service is that people are serving the public. It's an act of service. However, when you look at people who get into politics and they are enriched beyond belief because of this work that they're doing, way more than the private sector would ever afford, even the people that work in the bureaucracy, right? People that are working in some of the cabinet agencies, you just look at, like, okay, what do you do here? I'm a senior executive in whatever. Okay, so you're the equivalent of a what in the private sector? Of a senior vice president, an associate vice president, a senior director. In real life, you don't have all of these layers of governance in so many places, right? Because they can't afford it. Maybe big companies like Johnson & Johnson and a few others. But most people want to be pretty lean. They want to have a very efficient company because they have, you know, shareholders that they have to report to and say, we're making money here. Unlike the government that doesn't make any money, they take money. Anyway, I said all that to say that we've got this whole thing going. Right? This whole thing where bad people exist in the government. And it's my contention that there are some people that solely get into the government to be bad people. Now, a while back, we had an interview where we interviewed a guy, I think, Michael Cannell. He used to write for one of the big papers in New York. If I'm not mistaken, it was the Times. And he wrote a book about this mob family that one of the sons became a cop in the NYPD. Not because he didn't want to be in the family business, precisely because he was in the family business, and his angle of the business was to work inside the police department for the mob. And he did. And he retired from the police department without incident, and he was only found out. He was discovered later after his retirement, and I think they even arrested him and whatnot, is the way that story ends up in Michael Cannell's book. But it is a very eye-opening tale of how the whole thing goes down. And the reality is, this is something that actually happens. People really do take jobs to get inside. You know, it's called subterfuge. That's what they do. People want to bring it down from the inside. They want to be the inside man. They want to have the scoop. And we see that all over. We have recent examples with these judges. Right? You've got the judge in Wisconsin, Judge Dugan. You've got Judge Cano, which some refer to as Judge Cano. And I think this is pretty interesting stuff here, because these people, you got one that has, well, listen to Pam Bondi real quick. Check this out.
So what charges will Cano and his wife face, if any?
So Judge Cano, soon to be former Judge Cano, got his charges were just unsealed. He's charged with obstruction. He is charged, he admitted post Miranda. He took one of the TDA members' cell phones himself, took it, beat it with a hammer, destroyed it, and then walked the pieces to a city dumpster to dispose of it to protect him. The wife also is charged with destroying evidence. Sandra, not only that, this TDA member, and he had on a necklace that said kill, something about death. He had tattoos all over him. He also had on his cell phone pictures of two decapitated victims. Oh, two victims. Decapitated, gruesome photos. And he was sending them out, and whoever he was sending them to was sending back, say, hey, you need to be careful. You shouldn't be sending these. You shouldn't be texting these photos out. Not only that, these two, the judge and his wife, gave him assault rifles that belonged to their daughter. That's what they're charged with. In the criminal report affidavit, he goes to a shooting range with these assault rifles, with a suppressor, with other known TDA members, and they're shooting. This is the last person that we want in our country, nor will we ever tolerate a judge or anyone else harboring them.
Harboring a criminal that has terrorist ties. Tren de Aragua has been put on that terror list. I believe they're now considered a foreign terrorist organization. I don't know what an assault rifle is, Madam Attorney General, but I'm going to let that slide. But I do know that destroying a cell phone when you're a judge sounds like destroying evidence, especially when this judge used to be a cop, Judge Cano. So you've got Judge Cano that's in bed with these guys, and you see more and more pictures of him posing with the guys, posing with the guns, going on these shooting excursions. And again, shooting's great. I like shooting. It's very nice. It's beautiful. Terrific. It's great. Right? Little Trump there for you. But ultimately, it seems to me, if this guy was a cop and he's doing all this, he's not some sort of mission.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
That's never part of a judge's duties, right? In Congress, they have all sorts of immunity for things that they say, things that they do, and this is why it's so hard to get those guys, the government people, the bureaucrats. But when you have a sitting judge telling the federal officials, oh yeah, you gotta go down the hall and see the chief judge, and then when they turn around, go and take the prisoner out the back door. Good thing she got locked up too. Judges need a wake up call. You can't keep playing these games. You can't keep playing the games. And we need the attorney general out there on as many TV shows and radio shows as she can be on, letting everybody know, hasta aquí llegamos. The buck stops here. Thanks, brother, for the call. I appreciate it. Jim in Leonia, Tennessee, I appreciate that you're encouraged. I am, too. WDXC is in the building. Folks, we're coming right back. We're going to have a discussion about, remember that case about the lawfare and all the crazy stuff that went on? Varsity Blues? Well, we're going to talk about that straight ahead.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Rich Valdez, who again will do a fine job, and I know you'll enjoy listening to it.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All of our friends are only talking about one thing, and it's this story.
An FBI investigation called Operation Varsity Blues.
USC, UCLA,
and Rick Singer.
The mastermind behind the entire operation.
Is there any risk that this thing blows up in my face?
Hey, Rick.
Hey there.
Is this a good time?
Yeah, it's good for me.
Rick, I had a question for you.
It's just you and me. Is that kosher?
Absolutely.
I just wanted you to walk me through the whole thing again and how it works.
We help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school.
So I've done 761 what I would call side doors. The front door means getting in on your own. So I've created this kind of side door in. Because my families want a guarantee.
There aren't many federal cases where you have 50 people indicted for a crime. It truly is amazing what people will say on the phone when they don't know the feds are listening.
That is a clip from a Netflix series that describes, in their opinion, what happened in the Varsity Blues scandal. Now, you might remember that was where the federal government, the United States Attorney's Office, went after several prominent and affluent parents for what I think they alleged was bribery of you know, different admissions processes and related people to get their kids into the school of their choice. And I got to tell you, I didn't follow the story that much because it just, you know, wasn't inside my wheelhouse. But I just remembered being outraged at Aunt Becky from Full House being the person that was implicated here and thinking, would I do that for my kid? I don't know. I think I do a lot of things for my kid, including bribing. But I don't know if it would be bribing to get her into a school. I think if your kid can't get in on their own merits, they probably don't belong there. And it's going to be, you know, not the first of many, many bribes, right? You're going to have to pay to get her through a reclass. And I don't know if that was something I wanted to do. But I don't have all the facts. But we have a guest that's going to give us his version of events. John Wilson is the author of this book, Varsity Blues, The Scandal Within the Scandal. And he alleges that there was exactly what we've been talking about, lawfare and the weaponization of the federal justice system against his clients. And he's got a whole story to tell. John Wilson, former president of Staples International and former CFO and COO of The Gap, former senior operating partner at McKinsey & Company. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Rich. Good to be here.
Help me understand. I know that there's a lot of moving parts here, and we're about to hit a break, so we'll carry it over until the next segment. But I guess the most succinct way you can, what is the scandal within the scandal?
Well, at its core, the Varsity Blues case was about you know, famous and wealthy parents, Hollywood celebrities, bribing, paying people to cheat on their kids' tests, and putting fake profiles together to get their unqualified kids into, you know, colleges. I didn't do any of those things, and yet I got swept up in this case, really, to help the Boston prosecutors justify bringing all those trials from California to Boston to help boost their careers. They knew this would be a famous case. They knew it would get publicity because of the Hollywood celebrities involved. And yet, of Singer's 3,000 parent clients, only one lived in Massachusetts. That was me. And so they needed to charge me to be the hook to bring all of these trials to Boston and to bring the media cameras with that that could help boost their careers. They had mountains of evidence that I was innocent, but it didn't matter because they needed me to help bring the jurisdiction and the media spotlights for their careers to Boston. And that really is a scandal here. We didn't do any of those things. My children were all qualified on their own merits. My daughters got a perfect score on the ACT test and a 99 percentile. They were twins. My son played on the USC team, and he was playing for national championship teams throughout high school, year-round, Stanford club teams. And he joined the team and played on the team. And so we didn't do any of those things. Our money went to the school. We got a receipt from USC for our donations, and they gave us the receipt, and they kept our money to this day. So we were unlike those other parents, but we got swept up.
John Wilson, thanks for sharing that. We're going to get into the story and the book right now and exactly what you had to go through. It seems like you went through a lot to clear your family's name. You claim you were falsely accused of a crime, and your adversary was the federal government and Netflix, so as well as a prestigious university. A lot to discuss. Folks, we're coming right back with John Wilson. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
Jefferson State of Mind.
Additional details. Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
The parents charged today, despite already being able to give their children every legitimate advantage in the college admissions game, instead chose to corrupt and illegally manipulate the system for their benefit.
That is file tape of the United States Attorney Andrew Lelling for the District of Massachusetts reading the indictment back when that happened. And with us, we have our guest. I just want to remind everybody, we're going to be getting to your calls momentarily. But first, our guest. And this is, again, a fascinating story, right? The president of Staples, John Wilson. And he gets swept up into this Varsity Blues scandal. He's got a book about it now, Varsity Blues, The Scandal Within the Scandal. John Wilson, welcome back. And let's pick up where you had left off. So your kids had the pedigree to get what they deserved, yet you were still swept into this. Why? Because you were president of Staples and a notable executive?
No, because I was the only one of 3,000 clients from Rick Singer, the mastermind in this, who lived in Massachusetts. And the Boston prosecutors wanted to bring all of the trials to Massachusetts to help their own careers. So they weaponized the justice system against me. All the trials should have taken place in California for this case. The Hollywood celebrities, Rick Singer, the schools, you know, USC, UCLA, they were all in California. They needed at least one person in Massachusetts as the hook to justify bringing all the trials to Boston. And I was that hook.
Wow. Now, how did you fight back against this? Obviously, there's a whole movie that they made about it. There was endless media coverage. How did you begin to mount your defense?
Well, it's been a brutal experience for 5 years. And what the prosecutors did here was just outrageous. Not only did they falsely charge me, but they piled on charges, more charges against me than anyone else in this case, 4 separate superseding indictments. They charged me with 180 years of prison time, and they kept saying they're going to do even more. And so I said, look, it doesn't matter how many times you charge me, I'm not going to plead guilty. I didn't do anything here. They wanted me to plead guilty to avoid having to go to trial and avoid, you know, letting the truth get out there.
If you pled guilty, were you going to walk away with a really good deal?
Yeah, you'd have a really good deal. But I said, I'm not going to plead. We thought about this long and hard. We could have saved millions of dollars in legal fees, and we could have easily moved on with our lives, right? But for 3 reasons, we didn't want to do that. I couldn't do that. One, it would really indict my children, because the reason they said the parents are doing this, because they had unqualified kids. And if I falsely confessed to a crime I didn't commit, it would reinforce that false narrative that my children weren't qualified, and they were. And I couldn't leave them with that permanent stain. 2, it's not in my DNA to confess to something I didn't do. And 3, what the government did was wrong, and we want to fight it to not only protect ourselves, but to help make sure this doesn't happen to any other families. This is just wrong.
So for everybody who's listening, folks, we're on with John Wilson. He's the author of the book Varsity Blues, The Scandal Within the Scandal. And as he's laying it out, he was the only one of the people that was indicted that lived in Massachusetts. He is the former president of Staples, and as well as operating partner at McKinsey & Company and COO of The Gap. And what I find really interesting here is, I get it. You know, you had the means and the wherewithal to do it, and I would do it for my kids too if I had to, you know, leverage the rest of their future. Quite frankly, I would do it just because I wouldn't want them to live with that shadow. So I get that as a parent. But where is it today? How did it end up? Where are you at?
Well, it was it's been a 5-year nightmare for all of us. and we're still continuing to fight to clear our names. What happened at the trial, they railroaded us through a trial. They first were able to judge shop for a judge who's the oldest judge sitting in America today, that's full-time at the federal level, 86 years old, who was very, very supportive of them. He ruled against our evidence 98.3% of the time. So they ran us through a trial. They railroaded us where we were convicted on every charge. They blocked all of our evidence. I only got 1.7%. And this wasn't irrelevant evidence. So, for example, my daughter's perfect ACT test scores and 99% weren't allowed into the jury. In a trial about college admissions, the jury couldn't see that. My son's certified swim time, even his high school water polo coach couldn't bring that in. It proved he's one of the fastest water polo players in the entire United States and one of the fastest on the USC team. That couldn't be brought in. We had 100 examples of USC giving donor families a boost in admissions, and that couldn't be brought in. Even my own will, I was giving substantial amounts of money 10 years before I met Singer to Harvard and other colleges. That couldn't be brought into my own trial. So they blocked all of our evidence, and they smeared us with other people's bad acts. What these other parents did was wrong, and I would be outraged as a parent, too. If people were pumping my more qualified children by cheating on tests and bribing coaches and creating fake profiles, I would be outraged. I didn't do any of that. It's hard to be more qualified than a perfect score. To put that in perspective, my daughter's perfect scores, only less than 5,000 kids out of 1.8 million get a perfect score on the ACT. So they were very qualified. And my son played on national teams. My son had a world record in swimming. They wouldn't let that into the trial. And he played on the team. And so what the colleges told us, we followed the rules, we went to USC. They said, if you make a donation, you'll get a tiebreaker boost for a highly qualified kid. We did. We made a donation. We met with the school. They gave us a receipt. We just followed their rules, and they kept our money to this day. We didn't do those things that the other people did. We didn't cheat. We didn't bribe. We didn't do any of that. But we were swept up in this because we were the venue hook that the prosecutors in Boston needed to justify bringing all of the trials from the celebrities and so forth in California to Boston.
I'm guessing your kids are now done with school or close
my
to it.
My son completed school. My son graduated. My daughters were only 16 when this happened. So my twin daughters were just 16 in high school when this happened. You can imagine how devastating this would be. You work hard, you study hard, you get a perfect score on your test, and the government smears you falsely as being unqualified. Right? So they were devastated by this. They're still in college, but it's been a devastating, you know, 5.5-6 year journey.
What is the next step for you, John?
We're still continuing to fight, and we put two lawsuits out there against Netflix for defamation and against USC for defrauding us. Each of those is moving along quite nicely. Against Netflix, one of the things they did, which was outrageous here, is they produced a film, they called it a documentary, it was not, that included 10 parents who confessed. And then they included me in it as well. And they knew at the time that I pleaded not guilty. They pre-announced the movie.
Did
so
you
we actually
for an
had our
with
lawyers
them, or they used like file tape of you?
They used just tape. They had recorded tapes. But what they did, they took sound bites out of context and then juxtaposed them with other people. And so again, there was nothing. I never said anything that was incriminating during the calls. You know, they take sound bites. Like I agreed on one sound bite to give a check to the coach. But it was a check made out to USC, and I got a receipt for it. So what they did is they played 30 other parents saying, we're going to bribe the coach, we're going to bribe the coach, we're going to bribe the coach. And then my recording is the FBI set up Singer this way because they knew they couldn't get me to bribe. They said, are you okay if we give a check to the coach? I said, yes. You always give the check to somebody. You don't just throw the check in the pool for water polo. You give the check to the coach. It was made out to USC. But it sounds like on the movie like we were bribing people. And they did that kind of thing over and over in the movie. They just took my sound bites out of context and then just smeared me through guilt by association with other parents' bad acts. And so we're fighting them because we warned them in advance. We gave them a 550-page warning letter before the movie came out with all of our exculpatory
facts. Oh, good for you. You know,
so they had that, but they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything with it.
But you know what? I have a friend, something very similar. He sat with Comedy Central, did an interview, and gave them preconditions as well and said, look, I'm going to agree to this thing. I know that you're here to take me out of context in a joking way, but it can't be grossly exaggerated. And they did. Actually, what they did was they used footage of him in an interview telling an off-color joke that was not supposed to, you know, he asked, are the cameras still rolling? We're done, right? And they said, yeah, we're done. And that's what they ended up using, what he thought was off-camera. And he was able to sue them, and he won. And they had to, you know, make their amends. So hopefully the stuff you put in writing was pretty ironclad. And
it was very strong. And we won our first motion. So the big hurdle within these defamation lawsuits against the media companies is the motion to dismiss. They filed a motion to dismiss, and we won. We beat them in court here in Superior Court in Massachusetts. So now we're in discovery. It's been almost 9 months of discovery, and it's probably going to be another year or two. They'll drag it out. I've been depleted financially. This thing has cost me my entire life savings and all my retirement funds. It's destroyed our family financially and emotionally, but we're still fighting. We've got a law firm working on a contingency basis, and it's going to be another two-year battle against Netflix. But what they did was horrific. They poisoned the jury pool 5 months before my trial even happened, and they have an audience of 280 million subscribers and 500 million viewers in 190 countries. So it was a massive audience. They played this movie to tens of millions of people. And even when the jurists in my trial saw the movie, and it's a very prejudicial movie, and the judge wouldn't let us exclude, that very favorable judge wouldn't let us exclude that juror from the jury, even though they had been poisoned by the Netflix movie. They said they can keep an open mind, but when you see that movie, it portrays me as being as bad or worse than all the other parents. Not for anything I said, but they showed my image and the actor playing me and my words 25 times in the first 23 minutes. And so I was there every other minute, just literally being compared to other parents. Again, I didn't say any of those things. My kids didn't cheat. We didn't put any false information into any profile. My son joined the team, et cetera. All my money went to the school, and I got receipts. But they had other parents who were bribing, who were cheating, and doing all these things. And so they just railroaded us through that process.
John Wilson, let everybody listening know how they can get a copy of the book and learn more about it.
Well, I think they'll be shocked to read. There's about 50 examples of government overreach and just outstanding or outrageous behavior. You can get the book on Amazon.com or any online book or retailer. It just started being available this week. It's already a bestseller on Amazon, which is great. And all the proceeds of the book are going to three charities. None of it's going to me. This is not about making money. This is all about getting the truth out there and clearing my children's names. And so all the proceeds are going to go to a water polo charity. They're going to go to Autism Cause, which I've been a member of the Board of Autism Speaks for 15 years. And it's going to go to a criminal defense fund that will help fund people who have been falsely accused. So it's all for a good cause, and it's about getting our story out there.
Well, Godspeed to you, John Wilson. I'm sorry you're going through all that, and I wish you the best of luck. And thanks for joining us. Hope to have you back on soon with an update.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. And, amigos, your calls are coming up right now. Albany, Wilmington, Burlington, Charleston, South Carolina, Salem, Arkansas, and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
So good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really worked so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-231-3322. 800-231-3322.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans,
everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes, the homes for our troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You know, I'm not a Republican, but I listen to you because you speak moderately and reasonably and softly and decently, and I really appreciate that.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, America, it's me, Rich Valdez, keeping you company for a little bit longer. Let us go to the phones. Brenda, Albany, New York, WGDJ. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rich. I wanted to make a comment regarding the judge who smashed the phone, right?
Yes.
I feel like the reason they did it is because Hillary Clinton did it and there were no repercussions. She got away with it.
Right.
So the judge must feel like there is a reason or a way that they will be saved from any kind of prosecution and they won't be held accountable. Because otherwise, why would you as a sitting judge commit such a crime? You know, it's so obvious, but because Hillary got away with it, and I suspect the same thing with Hunter Biden, we're bound to see it with either another prominent family or another judge doing the exact same thing because they know there's no consequences.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a very good point that you make, Brenda. And I believe that criminals do what criminals do because there's an ulterior motive, right? I think the judge is admitting this because he used to be a cop. And before he was a judge, he was in law enforcement. And I think, if you don't know this, I'm going to teach you something. My brother was a Fed and had some friends that were Feds. And they always said the same thing. Number one, never talk to the Feds without your lawyer. Number two, when the Feds ask you a question, they already know the answer. So if the Feds say, hey, did you ever see so-and-so's cell phone? You ever touch it, deal with it? They already know what's going on. They probably have video. So I would suspect that when they asked him the question, he was like, I'm cooked over here. Yes, I did it. Here's the truth. I want to make a deal. Right? Because he's not an idiot. He's a judge and he knows how the system works. So, but you're right. Why did he do it? Because it was a means to an end of trying to protect this person that he was trying to smuggle and harbor in his house. The bigger question is why? I don't know his motive there, and I would love to. Brenda in Albany, New York, thank you for the call, WGDJ. Let us do another one as we push it to the limit. Let us go here. Where do we go? Jerome, Charleston, South Carolina, WTMA, one of our favorite disagreeers. Jerome, go right ahead.
Take it to the limit one more time. Hey, January 6th. Was a day of love. Just remember that, Rich Valdez.
Is that like the summer of love of George Floyd?
Yeah, right. Yeah, George Floyd. That was love. That wasn't murder. That was love, Rich.
The summer of love.
Yes, and Mr. Floyd was begging for his life. He killed him because he loved him. Yeah. And no. By the way, tell Trump, I dare you to give that little homophobian George Santos a pardon, okay?
I doubt that's going to happen, but I would love to talk with George Santos, but he's been dodging me. He's ducking me. He doesn't want to come on the show. George Santos, if you're listening, come on the show. Tell your side of the story. Jerome, thanks for the call, brother. I got to hit a pause right here. We'll be right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-301-4422. 800-301-4422. 800-301-4422.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Amigos, welcome back to the phones. We go. Let us see. We're going to Joe Salem, Arkansas. KSAR. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. That was quite a story on that female judge escorting a criminal defendant out the door and letting him go.
The back door, the juror entrance.
Juror entrance. Being a pro se litigant for 50 years, I've retired now, but I had ex parte hearings. They tried it on me many times because they couldn't address the arguments I made many times. So let's go in the back, and they never invited me. So I followed the judge and the defendant and their attorney, and I demanded, we were off the record, of course, but you can go back on record when you go back out and then put on record what was discussed. as far as strategy. No, that's ex parte hearings, and that's denying you a certain amount of discovery there. I cannot believe God is exposing these judges. I mean, it's the tables are being turned now. And, oh, I thank Bondi and Cash for what they're – I now see that they're for the real deal, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, 100% the real deal. Look, I knew they were. These are solid people. When Pam Bondi was representing President Trump in his impeachment as one of his attorneys there, she did a fantastic job. She was very solid in Florida. And he's got the right team going. He just got to keep managing it and keep fighting. It's just a lot. It's a lot of whack-a-mole. Joe KSAR, thank you, brother. Ralph, Burlington, Vermont, with seconds to go. Quickly, what say you?
I've got to say that when they started not teaching cursive writing, it ended up where...
Yep, we ended up losing so much. Cursive was just the beginning of the end. Ralph, thank you for the call. Shout out to WVMT. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. And God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A Milwaukee judge is arrested, accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities.
The FBI on Friday arrested Judge Hannah Dugan. She's accused of escorting a man and his attorney out of her courtroom through the jury door last week after learning that the immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. The man, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, an illegal alien, was taken into custody outside the courthouse after agents chased him on foot. Critics say this is escalating a clash between the Trump administration and local authorities over the president's sweeping immigration crackdown. Dugan was taken into custody by the FBI on Friday morning on the courthouse grounds. She appeared briefly in federal court in Milwaukee before being released. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Former Congressman George Santos of New York is headed to prison.
Former U.S. Representative George Santos has been sentenced to 87 months, more than 7 years in federal prison, after pleading guilty last summer to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Santos admitted deceiving donors and stealing the identities of nearly a dozen people, including family members, to fund his winning campaign. But the sentencing judge asked him, "Where is your remorse?" As part of a plea deal, Santos has agreed to pay roughly $580,000 in penalties. He served barely a year in Congress before his House colleagues ousted him in 2023. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump calling for Ukraine and Russia to meet for very high-level talks, saying they're very close to a deal after productive meetings. Trump posted on his Truth Social site shortly after arriving in Rome for Pope Francis' funeral that it was a good day in talks and meetings with Russia and Ukraine. He said they're very close to a deal. The two sides should meet to finish it off. The Justice Department poised to crack down on leaks of information to the news media, authorizing prosecutors to issue subpoenas to news organizations. More at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
A crossfire in Kashmir aggravates already heightened tensions in the disputed region.
Indian officials have said the army had a brief exchange of fire with Pakistani soldiers along their highly militarized frontier in the Himalayan region of Kashmir. Three Indian army officials said that Pakistani soldiers used small arms to fire at an Indian position in Kashmir late on Thursday. They also said that Indian soldiers retaliated and no casualties were reported. The report of a gunfight comes amid soaring tensions between New Delhi and Islamabad after gunmen killed 26 people near the resort town of Pahalgam in Kashmir on Tuesday. I'm Karen Shamath.
Negotiations between Iran and the United States over Tehran's nuclear program are to return to Oman. Experts on both sides meet later today to start hammering out a possible deal. The talks seek to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting sanctions. More news at townhall.com. Texas lawmakers have passed a $1 billion education bill that allows families to use public money to pay for private school tuition. John Scott has more.
This is a major victory for school voucher proponents nationwide and one that has been pushed by President Trump. The measure now heads to Governor Greg Abbott, who will sign it into law. Supporters of the measure say the vouchers can help parents get their children out of poor-performing public schools and force public schools to improve. Critics, however, argue it will weaken public schools by draining money and resources and giving them to private schools. John Scott reporting.
Newly released data shows the Texas public school ratings drastically dropped after the state implemented stricter scoring standards. The Thursday release of ratings for the 2022-2023 school year marked the first time failing grades for districts have been made public in 5 years. More on these stories, plus breaking news, headlines, and analysis at townhall.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading. Focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Buy two, get two free. No matter how many you buy, you get an equal number for free. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, any place you like to breathe clean, fresh air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code ChrisBogo to get one free. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is ChrisBogo.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor. Or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Here's the truth. The price of gold could surge in 2025. A large bank analyst is calling it the ultimate perceived safe haven asset. With everything going on in the world today, it makes complete sense, doesn't it? Many believe we're entering an inflation cycle that could possibly ravage hardworking Americans' purchasing power. We also have wars and instability raging across the globe. Thousands of hardworking Americans are getting help safeguarding their money and savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And I want you to learn why. Call 855-838-GOLD to learn about the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're top-rated, impeccable customer service, and they're going to give you a free gold and silver kit where you can learn about how precious metals could help you protect your money. You could also get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. To learn more, call Goldco at 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
The world, it's these Democrats, they're drunk with the power that they have. Remarkable stuff. But J.D. Vance, he was in India negotiating trade with the good people of India, and on the way back he stopped in Germany, also known to Democrats as Deutschland, where they once had a socialist workers party, and now they don't, but we do, and that's the Democrat Party. J.D. Vance stopped in Germany, where he served beers, keg beers, to the American troops there in Germany. And also he autographed their keg. They have a kegerator there. It's a kegerator, you know, keeps your keg cold and gives you a place to put it and stuff. And he autographed it because he's a normal person. You think Tim Walz would do that? He'd still be telling us that he served in Iraq and stuff when he didn't. Democrats have a lot of mental issues, not just the gender stuff. And the sexual stuff. Oh, speaking of which, in Florida, because of Joe Biden and the Democrats, there was an arrest, and I have some of the sheriff to share with you today in Florida, because an illegal alien that the Democrats invited into the country under Joe Biden has been arrested for raping a 13-year-old boy, and the Democrats might actually prefer that because they're very, very unwell. Isn't that amazing? The Democrats, in the meantime, they're fighting for more illegal aliens. They want a lot more illegal aliens. The Democrat governor of the great state of Illinois, where I grew up to some extent, Democrat governor, the billionaire who inherited all of his money and hasn't earned anything, he just spends it. Democrat governor preparing to boycott El Salvador. Sure, El Salvador. Why? Because they're sending too many gang members? No. Over detention of alleged wife-beating MS-13 gangbanger. That's the Daily Caller headline there, and that is quite accurate, I've got to say. The Governor Pritzker, who has to go to the truck scales every year when he has his physical appointment. You know, as governor, you got to have a physical, and they got to bring him to the truck scales. Illinois Governor, Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker, inheritor of billions, has instructed state officials to examine boycott options against El Salvador as a response to the Central American government's unwillingness to turn over an alleged MS-13 gang member tied to human smuggling, you know, human trafficking, and domestic abuse. In fact, the big news today in the fake media is that the beaten wife of Abrego Garcia, Democrat Party hero, along with Luigi Mangione. They love murder because they're the left. Abrego Garcia's wife moves into safe house. Sure. After DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, shares her address on X. And she says, I don't feel safe when the government posts my address. That's Jennifer Vasquez Sura, who filed the restraining order. And in fact, what the government published was the restraining order that she filed against Kilmore Abrego Garcia, the MS-13 gang member, wife beater. In fact, you know, people keep saying wife beater. He first beat her before she married him, right? So it was just, she was pregnant at the time when the hero of the Democrat Party, Abrego Garcia, was beating her and leaving her bloodied. And she was filing for restraining orders. And then somehow, because the government is not always as efficient as we'd like it to be, the Department of Homeland Security, they made public the restraining order. And now the Washington Post is all over it. Oh, no, the poor, poor woman. She doesn't feel safe anymore. You'd be a lot less safe if your loving husband and baby daddy were in the house with you, based on the history that we're all aware of. Just by the way, Jennifer Vasquez Sura, Abrego Garcia's wife, she was first the baby mom. They married in prison because I think the foundation of every long-lasting relationship, every perfect marriage, is an incarcerated wedding. Don't you think? Isn't that amazing? So Jennifer Vasquez Sura, Abrego's wife, expressed grave fears over her family's safety. He's a baby daddy to one of her three kids, but never mind that. In an interview with the Washington Post, no kidding, the attention that her family has received, it's her family, don't you know? Due to her husband's case, his case, is worrying, she said, especially after the Department of Homeland Security shared details about the family's whereabouts to millions of social media users. You know, you were quite famous before that happened. I've got it. Well, your loving and adoring and beating husband was, anyway. And they published what they published earlier this month, by the way. But now that it's the 25th of the month, now they're going to say, yeah, we, because, you know, isn't it amazing? That happened earlier this month. Abrego Garcia, she'd filed a restraining order, a protective order against the gang member, human trafficker, wife beater, and baby mama beater, Abrego Garcia, in 2021. And the order expired after a month. And nobody's asked her, why did you withdraw the order? Why did you do that? And is it because you're afraid that MS-13 would murder you if you threaten him with prison? But we don't have a news media that asks questions like that. So I've got an update for you on that as well. Mm-mm-mm. Also, a Democrat judge has been arrested. I told you the first part of this story the other day. But the judge, Joel Cano, who I told you about the other day, has been arrested because he was sheltering a gang member from Venezuela, Tren de Aragua gang member. We just call him TDA around here because, you know, that's the Democrat Party. They shipped in so many foreign illegal alien gang members to the United States that we've come up with adoring abbreviations for Venezuelan gangs, like Tren de Aragua is now TDA. TDA. Mm-hmm. So we've got that. Feds arrest former judge. He resigned the other day. That's why he's former. Accused of sheltering gang member at home. Now, he's been arrested and his wife have been arrested. They're Democrats. They're not on our side at all. Joel Cano and Nancy Cano charged with tampering with evidence and conspiracy to tamper. They should probably get a, well, how much do they want to give President Trump? How many years in prison? Like 130? We should give him, like, whatever that number is, 130 years in prison. Something like that. The Democrat Party. Not all cultures are created equal, and they're not all identical. There are many Latin American countries where nobody would be shocked to hear that 20-year-old illegal alien gang member sexually assaulted a 13-year-old boy. But Democrats then yell at me for saying it out loud because that's what Democrats are. Aren't they amazing? I've got that. Also, the Democrats are pro-Tren de Aragua, they're pro-MS-13, they're anti-American. They're anti-motherhood. They're anti-everything good. And they're anti-Israel. But there is a Republican member of Congress who did not go to El Salvador to free gang members, but went to Israel because he wants an American hostage to be freed. The Democrat Party could not give a flying hoot about American hostages being held by Hamas, but they love murderous, wife-beating, and baby-mama-beating gang members, your Democrat Party. I have an update on Luigi Mangione, who the Democrats love. And who's that Democrat, that statewide leader of the Democrat Party, that has announced that he's leaving the Democrat Party, and why?
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLou is here for you. With DebtLou's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLou are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Here's the truth. The price of gold could surge in 2025. A large bank analyst is calling it the ultimate perceived safe haven asset. With everything going on in the world today, it makes complete sense, doesn't it? Many believe we're entering an inflation cycle that could possibly ravage hardworking Americans' purchasing power. We also have wars and instability raging across the globe. Thousands of hardworking Americans are getting help safeguarding their money and savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And I want you to learn why. Call 855 838-GOLD to learn about the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're top-rated, impeccable customer service, and they're going to give you a free gold and silver kit where you can learn about how precious metals could help you protect your money. You could also get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. To learn more, call Goldco at 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get him free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Get ready to hand drive your way into the coolest show in town. Grease, the musical performed by Shasta High's music department, is hitting the stage at the David Marr Theater on Eureka Way in Reading. Join Sandy, Danny, and the Rydell High crew for a night of electrifying fun, retro flair, and classic hits you know and love. Performances are May 1st through 3rd and May 8th through 10th. You don't want to miss it. Tickets available now at ShastaHighChoir.com. Grease, the musical, only at the David Marr Theater.
Huzzah! That's right. Join Linda and Carl Bott on Monday as we welcome the Renaissance Fair players. Let's find out what's going on at the fair, when, how, and the amount of fun you can have there. This and much more on Monday, right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Termbusters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required. Qualify.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous. Because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
I just had another dizzy spell and almost fell. I'm scared they will get worse and never go away.
You're not alone. 69 million people suffer from dizziness and vertigo.
I wonder if there's help.
There is. The Vestibular Disorders Association has a helpline at 800-837-8428 or visit liferebalanced.org.
Can you repeat that?
800-837-8428 or liferebalanced.org.
Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Okay, my apologies that that clock is quite a nuisance sometimes. You should also note that President Trump and Melania Trump leaving for Rome aboard Air Force One out of Joint Base Andrews this morning. And that tomorrow, the Pope's funeral, and President Trump and Melania Trump will be there for the Pope's funeral in Rome. Tomorrow is also Melania Trump's 55th birthday. So for her 55th birthday, President Trump got her a papal funeral, which is kind of an unusual gift to get your wife. For any birthday, really. Let's go to, my apologies, Rob. This whole clock thing is so confusing to me, the march of time. But Rob, thanks for hanging in there, buddy. And you were just starting to tell me about your adventures.
Yeah, on Earth Day, I did something that few people really know about. I've been hunting morel mushrooms for almost 30 years. And it's a special place. It's like an adult Easter egg hunt, and I know lots and lots of people that love to, it's a delicacy. They love to eat them. And I go on vacation and spend some quality time, you know, finding these things away from people and noise. And I actually saw some posted signs up on the mountain, and it said, attention, no Democrats.
Get out of here. Where was that? Well, maybe you don't want to give it away because the left might go there and ruin it.
It's a secret place. I'll just say that it's kind of near something that's near and dear to a lot of people, where there was a major battle in the Civil War near Hagerstown. I'll just say it's fairly near.
I love it. I love it. And so, first of all, you're hunting morel mushroom. What kind of rifle do you use for hunting morel mushrooms?
You'd need a very small caliber to get these guys.
Very tiny.
I do compete with turkeys, though, because they do eat them. You know, the two-legged turkeys. Of course, there's human turkeys as
no
well.
No kidding.
I didn't see any. I had the whole place to myself. I was like a leprechaun.
And there's sign that says no Democrats, no lepers, since we brought leprechauns into it.
Hey, Chris, I have to say the two other things quick. I promise
sure.
to make it quick.
You bet.
Who was it? Was it Howard Dean that said we need to have the permanent campaign?
Was Howard Dean, that? Yeah. He was very proud to have brought to inflict it upon us, the permanent campaign, yes.
Yeah. And look what it's really bought everyone on that side of the fence. Because like you've said many, many a time, they're not Democrats anymore. They're right. The left. I don't even know that they're the left. All I know is they're making our country bad and sad.
Yeah,
and they don't have anything good to say. And the only other thing I had was, with all these injunctions that are going on, I think it's time for President Trump, and the man's great. He's doing a fantastic job, and all of his people, so on and so forth. But he's going to need to call, in my opinion, a press conference and say, the injunctions start a stop now. They stop now.
Well,
I'm the chief executive. The people elected me. And it's going to stop. Because if they don't stop this, he's not going to be able to continue to do the things that are important, especially the illegal situation. So that was really all I wanted to comment on. But
well, that's a lot of good stuff. And you're right, of course. And it's a small handful, like a little bus, you know, the little bus that goes to school. Just that size busload of Democrat judges that are planning on tying up, and the Democrats through lawfare, using our judicial system to tie up their political enemies, and we are their enemies. I know this because that's what they call us out loud. And they're planning on using the courts to tie up this administration. And the more exactly. successful they are, the more the precedent will be set that every administration right. will be tied up in court forever. And any tin pot, Northern Arizona Democrat judge can be called upon by some left-wing group to interfere with, hey, we've cured cancer. And the Democrats will jump in and say, we want more cancer, because they're whatever Trump is for, they're against. And you're right, the bad, sad country that they're turning us into with the gangs. And it does remind me, Rob, of Barack Obama declaring, we're 5 days away from the fundamental transformation of America.
Oh, yeah.
He warned us all to teach our children to learn Spanish, because he knows that the left has a long-term plan for the United States, and that is that it will be taken over by Latin American gangs, and we'll have people hanging upside down from bridges in no time, like we live in cartel land, because the Democrats, you know. And Barack Obama, they're as I like to say, Rob, they're not on our side.
Instead of worrying about whether immigrants can learn English, they'll learn English. You need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
Yeah, need to learn to speak Spanish for sure. Isn't that amazing? And he also told us that his plan was the fundamental transformation of America. And the Democrats all screamed and clapped and they went wild.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
And they all cheer, because they're like, it's like Munich, 1933. When the Socialist Workers Party arrived there. Aren't they amazing?
Oh, yeah.
You know, their heroes are Luigi Mangione and Mahmoud Khalil, and their heroes are
are MS-13 gang members and Tren de Aragua gang members, the Democrat Party. They're insane. And I'll tell you what, because there is a fun story out of Florida that I want to share with you about the state of the Democrat Party as well. But, Rob, I love your story about hunting. I like the use of the word hunting there. Morel mushrooms, and we won't give away where that is. And great that there's a sign going into the area, the woods, that says no Democrats, because they don't want to find any, you know, bodies in shallow graves a couple of weeks later, as we spend so much time talking about with the Democrats and Prince George's County and every place else. Rob, and I love the fact that you're laughing about everything, too.
I've been on vacation, that's why.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. I'm happy to hear all that. That's you're doing great. That is wonderful stuff. And you're right, turning the country sad, bad. And with that, Rob, thank you very much. But something came to mind yesterday when I was driving in Washington D.C. and I will say that in the 1990s, when there was a war going on in Bosnia, and I was assigned to the Pentagon and covering the military and the intelligence community at the time, and we would fly in and out of Bosnia now and then, in and out of Sarajevo and Tuzla and Task Force Eagle, and we go into Croatia and go here and there, mostly Bosnia-Herzegovina itself. And I remember one of my first trips to Sarajevo while the war was going on, and there were snipers up in the mountains and they made the place quite awful, quite miserable. And that really was, to a large extent, because of the remnants of the Soviet Union and communism, because they just murder everybody and they create war everywhere they go. And now they're here, and I'm legitimately concerned about the direction the country is taking. But I remember being in a vehicle in Sarajevo, and I'd have to go look at some paperwork to type 94, 95, and I'd have to go look. I always forget what year it is, I don't know why, but I always do. And I was in a car in Sarajevo, and a little bit of traffic, and a cable car came up next to me, and on tracks just for public transportation. And a cable car came up next to me, and I looked. I was in the front passenger seat of the car, and I looked up, and there were people in the cable car, and they all looked so grim. They were in a war zone, and it's their home city and their home nation and all of that at war. And I looked up, and I still remember this woman, a young woman, early 20s, standing up, because nobody gave up their seat, none of the men gave up their seat, standing up in the cable car, and she was a literal strap hanger, had her right hand, right arm up in the air. She's holding on to the strap or the bar on the top of the cable car. And I looked at this woman, and she was, I would say, a very attractive young woman, a beautiful young woman, and she was standing in the cable car. And I looked at her, and we were stopped side by side, and the pain on her face, the misery, the unhappiness on her face still haunts me to this day. It doesn't still haunt me to this day, but I remember it vividly to this day, because I thought, wow, that's the face of tragedy, the face of sadness. It's the face of Bosnia-Herzegovina and the war and Sarajevo. And I remember the woman's face, long, dark hair, lean. It turned out we didn't know all these beautiful women behind the Iron Curtain. You know, they kept that a secret pretty well. And, Melania Trump, young Melania Trump was back there. But I saw this woman on the cable car, and her face just struck me. The pain and the misery struck me. And yesterday I was driving in Washington, D.C., and I was watching people crossing the street downtown on 14th Street, and where was I? Probably H, like Henry Street. And there were young women crossing the street, just crossing the street from one side to the other. And I looked at their faces, and I was reminded of this woman on the cable car in Sarajevo, because the looks on their faces were not looks of joy, of happiness. They weren't smiling. They weren't laughing. They weren't making eye contact with people. And I was reminded of Sarajevo, and I couldn't help but think, this is what the Democrat Party is doing to the United States of America. Not just with, but doing to. And when the left gains power, the good times do not roll, except out of town. You know, they move out. And the looks on people's faces and the lack of normal American style happiness and pleasure, worthy of note. And I would, you know, don't go around looking for misery or anything, but just notice that as you go through your daily life, that the mood of the country is different. And it's, I would argue, and I think I could present a pretty good case in court, it's the left making everyone miserable and creating conflict and trying to pit everyone against one another and at everybody's throats. And Trump, you know, orange man bad. He's going to destroy the Constitution. He's going to destroy democracy. And you know, the usual, just the madness, the insane rhetoric of the left. And it's very dangerous. It really is very dangerous. But the Democrats, this is who they are, because they're the left, and this is what the left brings every place they go. That and illegal alien little boy rapists, they like that too. Your dinner. Where do I get Congresswoman Frederica Winfield? It's Wilson, Frederica Wilson, because she was out in front of the cameras yesterday, and boy, she is completely insane. And the Democrats trying to get gangbangers out of prison in Latin America to bring them back here and let them loose. Well, Republican, if you're a Republican member of Congress, you might go to Israel to talk about Americans being murdered and held hostage by radical Islamic terrorist groups. Here in the United States, Democrats are actually celebrating and promoting radical Islamic terrorist groups, which is what Mahmoud Khalil, a hero of the Democrat Party, is here to do. Aren't they amazing? Yes, they are. Now, here's a fun story. The New York Times has the headline, Florida Democratic Party is dead. The word dead in quotation marks. And it is, again, this is the New York Times. They're radical left-wing extremists. The Florida Democratic Party is dead, state senator says, as he leaves it. That's the New York Times headline. The slightly more user-friendly story. Top Democrat in the Florida State Senate says his party is dead and registers as an independent. Couldn't possibly become a Republican because Trump and orange man bad and all that stuff. Jason Pizzo, P-I-Z-Z-O, is the Democrat in Florida, said that he had sent in a voter registration form to change his party affiliation to no party affiliation. Now, who is this guy? Well, he's a Florida state senator, a Democrat, and he's the state Senate minority leader. That is to say that he's the Democrat leader in the Florida state Senate, and the Democrats are in the minority. But Florida state senator, minority leader, Jason Pizzo announced Thursday that he's leaving the Democratic Party. Here's the issue, he said. The Democratic Party in Florida is dead. Pizzo said in remarks on the Senate floor. He said that he had sent a voter registration form to change his party affiliation to no party affiliation because nothing is better than the Democratic Party. Pizzo said the state's political system resembled the infighting power struggles, corruption, and decline of civic virtue that pervaded and eventually ushered in the fall of Rome. The fall of Rome. Rome! And the Democrats, they ushered in the Civil War in the 1860s because the Democrat Party really hasn't changed much. He says, so too are we players, or perhaps props, in the mess that is bottom partisanship. He calls it bottom partisanship. Isn't that amazing? So Pizzo is considered to be a potential candidate for governor next year. Said he felt liberated by his decision. The Democrat leader in the Florida State Senate is no longer a Democrat. Talking about running for governor next year as a nobody, as a no party. It reminds me of the Yippies. The Yippies were kind of like the hippies, but more political. And the Yippies used to chant, nobody for president. Nobody for president. And they chant it again and again. You know how the left is. They latch onto a bumper sticker length sentence and it becomes the center of their existence. The Democrat Party. So yeah, the fall of Rome. and, you know, more recently, the 1860s, because the Democrat Party, one of the most, we'll get to this, but the Democrat Party is, the Democrat Party should be ceased. It should be halted. They should fold up their criminal tents and go to wherever they want to go. Maybe El Salvador, maybe Gaza, places that would be good for Democrats. Aren't they amazing? You know, Ronald Reagan left the Democratic Party. I left the Democratic Party. Donald Trump left the Democratic Party. Everyone should leave the Democratic Party.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Are you watching what's happening in the stock market and are wondering how do you protect your wealth before it's too late? The national debt is out of control, the dollar is weakening, and the markets are crashing. Now is the time to take action. Advantage Gold, America's number one rated precious metals company, is here to help. We're offering a free gold guide that explains exactly how to diversify your retirement with physical gold and silver. And for a limited time, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open up a qualifying account. Call now, 1-800-341-8584. 1-800-341-8584. Don't wait for the system to break. Get the stability and peace of mind that comes with owning physical gold and silver. Call 1-800-341-8584 now. That's 800-341-8584 or visit us at AdvantageGold.com. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Are you a small business owner who needs immediate cash flow? At Swish Funding, we have flexible funding options from $25,000 to $2 million. For the best rates and terms for your business, just one application to Swish Funding gives you access to our entire network of funders, with cash in your account in as little as 24 hours. To qualify, you must be in business for at least 1 year with monthly revenue of $50,000. Apply at SwishRadio.com and use code NEWS. SwishRadio.com, code NEWS.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Yes. All right, we've got a lot of news. President Trump has already spoken today before leaving the White House for Joint Base Andrews, which will have him boarding Air Force One and flying to Rome for the funeral of Pope Francis tomorrow on Melania's birthday, 55th birthday. Let's go to quite a gift from the president. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Matt calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Happy Friday in Deportopia. And I know you've had a long-standing struggle with the clock with callers, so I'd like to gift you a subscription to the Kamala Harris Masterclass on the significance of the passage of time. And another thing I wanted to tell you, I think I know why the left, why the Democrats and the media are so melting down over Kilmore Garcia. They don't lose, as you point out frequently, and they don't realize that Val Kilmer passed away recently, so I think they think Kilmer is Val Kilmer, and that Ice took Iceman, and they want their Iceman back. So I think that's why they're so free.
That is good. That is a possible explanation. Now, Kilmer, Abrego Garcia, you think they've confused with Val Kilmer and Immigration Customs Enforcement. You think they've confused with the Val Kilmer character in Top Fun, and they think he's a great American fighter pilot, so they want him freed.
Right. They want their Iceman back from ice.
That is, it's as good as any other possible explanation, isn't it?
I think so.
That's pretty good stuff. I like it very much. Hey. Iceman, yeah. And, Val Kilmer.
Hey, another quick thought if you have time. I know it doesn't work this way, but I'd love it if they took home rule away from D.C., if Trump would appoint Elon Musk mayor of D.C., just to watch the left head explode and D.C. residents' head explode.
I think that's an excellent idea. I think that Congress would have to do that. But I am in favor of taking away home rule, and I live here. I don't think we should be allowed to elect our leaders. I'm really glad we don't have senators and we don't have a member of the House of Representatives. It's best for everyone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.